spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Good of you to tune in here today. If you're joining us live over on DLive or VK, or why not float.app, check it out. We're over there. And also, of course, I think we're streaming to brand new tube today. We'll see how that goes. I haven't even confirmed that yet, but there you go. Welcome, everybody. It is, of course, Flashback Friday, because it is Friday once again in this year of the apocalypse, 2020 here. We are at September 18. Lana's with me as well.
I am. Hello. Yes, hello. The temperature is dropping outside, which I know you like that. A lot of people like that.
It's fantastic.
And I even saw a few chickens outside the studio window before we started. Some chickens just kind of wandered their way into our yard. I heard some cluck, cluck, cluck. They were very cute, actually.
Yeah, it just reminded me, I have to, speaking of chickens, I have to start up the Entropy stream here.
Oh, there you go. Of course, so, they're connected somehow.
I always forget doing that for some reason. So sorry about that. But yeah, so there are a couple of ways. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do want to join in today, one, of course, is over at DLive, dlive.tv/redicetv. And then we have entropystream.live, and I'm trying to scramble to start that up here. It's not that complicated. It should work pretty easily. Actually, it's HTTPS, I think. There we go. So that's a couple of ways. So let's show those again, dlive.tv/redicetv and entropystream.live/redicetv. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, what else is still on?
What else is going on?
Is there any?
Plenty of stuff on the home front, but you guys don't want to hear about that.
So. I guess we could just briefly talk about the fact that we have next week will be a little bit less activity because, of course, we have the an issue here around in the studio that we want to clean up a little bit. We have some stuff we got to do, and so once that's done. The following week, though, we'll back to normal. I think we should be able to do Flashback Friday, though, but no-go zone on Wednesday for that reason. We have a couple of things we got to take care of. Let me just back up here. This was just a disaster with the... Try to get the URL right here. I'm completely distracted.
I need to download
here.
The app Float, too. I was promoting it the other day, and I
there
did download
go.
It.
Success.
And
now I think Entropy Stream works.
Okay.
How about that? Okay.
It's working.
Yeah, so it's that is Float, which is that how you spell Float? F-L-O-T-E?
No.
Floaty?
No.
Floaty?
Floating like you're floating on the water is F-L-O-A-T.
Float, that's
F-L-O-T-E
right. So this is Float, Floaty. I don't know how you would...
Just float.
F-L-O-T-E.app.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I do believe we're live streaming over there right now. So check that out if you want
to. It's good. It's always good to have,
good to have
more
options.
Services, right?
It says live now. So yeah, it's working. Fantastic. All right, great. And brand new tube I got to check in on. I don't even know how to find the live stuff over there. But apologies for this disorganized beginning here to our wonderful show here today. Anyway, Friday is always a good time, of course. Lots to talk about. A lot of things to go into. Just a quick, real quick shout out to... If Draconian Gimp of Death is watching on DLive, I think it was you who sent me a couple of Entropy streams. I neglected to read your last one, not because for any reason, I just forgot it. I didn't check in on it. And I realized you were in some kind of trouble and not trolling. It's just hard over text sometimes to kind of see if it's like, okay, something was going on and there was some issue. And anyway, I hope you're doing well. Hope everything's sorted out. And I didn't mean to, you know, kind of put you down or implying that something wasn't happened to you. It's, you know, text is kind of hard sometimes, you know what I mean? Anyway, hope that situation cleared up.
It's awful too when you hear all these young kids now in their, you know, early 20s. That's how they date now, over text. It's like you can't always understand the context or the tone or the mood of things.
No.
So I can see how that can go bad really fast.
Yep, that's correct. That's correct. All right. Well, why don't we dive into some stuff here, though? Actually, let me do a couple of these over on DLive real quick so we clear those off. Lord Aragon, I see, sent a Dominus, says, cooler weather. Thank God. I agree. Thank God for some cooler weather. I enjoy
I like
that
fall.
Much
Fall's
more.
Fall's good.
Yep. VPFM is hosting with 234 viewers. Cheers to you guys. Hope you're doing well over in Finland. Good to see you guys. Mr. Wright sends a 1, 2, 3, 4 diamonds. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Good to see you as well. Virginian Drifter with the diamond says, "Hail Red Ice, the roller coaster is speeding up. The roller coaster is speeding up. It sure is. I think we haven't seen the end of. I think 2020 is about to get started here. I think definitely going into November. We'll talk about some of that a little bit later too. Mr. Wright again with the Ninjagini says Friday indeed. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. Neptune with the diamond. Good to see you as well. Dan 93 Lewis with a diamond. No message. Space Cowboy with a diamond says, "Hello, my fellow Whites. How are we doing today?" Well, we are doing fine. I hope the chat is doing fine as well. And of course, we hope our non-white viewers are also doing well, because that's okay. All right. RoboThink with a diamond. Molar Bear, I think it is, with a diamond, says, "Finally enough to send a diamond. Love you guys." Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Awesome. Yeah, it's hard times.
Good. I know. Hard times.
The lemon stuff is I don't think it's too rough with the diamond though, but we appreciate it very much. Thank you, sir. Simon Coates with the diamond says the fall is here, autumn or 2020 in general. I think the fall of civilization
we're
is
in
here.
The middle
that's
of
what
the
I
fall.
Think.
That's been happening.
We're living right in the last days of the civilization in its current makeup. Doesn't mean we can't, you know, make something better, right? Which we could do. Thank you, Simon. Obergroiper with the Ninjagini. It's Flashback Friday. Let's go. Indeed. Thank you, Obergroiper. Good to see you. And Der Gazilberger. The Gazilberger? Gazilberger, I think it is. Anyway, with a diamond. Thank you. No messages. All right, quick mention regarding this here. This is fun, interesting. Assange, the extradition hearing has been happening. I think it's actually day 12. Today of the extradition hearing over in London. Been some farcical stuff, and I haven't watched every single day, but this is a development from today. Because I think, you know, remember the Trump win, go back to 2016 now, the DNC email, the hack, the leaks. Was it WikiLeaks? Was it Assange? Was it Seth Rich? Who was the insider? All this kind of stuff has been going on. I remember even Pizzagate was started basically from the DNC email hack, right? All those weird code
Podesta.
Words and, you know, the Podestas and all that kind of stuff. So there are some people that want revenge for this. There are some people that want to really squeeze the people, right? So Trump had supposedly today offered a pardon to Assange, meaning not extradite him, if he gave the source for the DNC leaks. This is Jen Robinson, which I think is Assange's attorney, one of the spokespeople there, which is kind of interesting, right? It's very, very interesting. Will he do that? I don't think he will do it. The thing, though, is, as far as I know, I mean, I'm not saying it's never happened before, but I'm saying if you think about it from a point of view of a journalist, think of all the anonymous sources. Like just the other day, The Atlantic had these anonymous sources for how Trump had called the military men suckers and losers.
Yeah, those are sketchy. They just make it up. My imaginary friend is my anonymous source.
Yeah, exactly. But my point is that you don't see this kind of treatment of someone who's, you know, just says something. Like, we have to know the sources of this. We'll criminally prosecute you if you don't give up the sources.
I would think Trump would want to protect that source, though, because that source really helped him in the end.
I think it did.
So,
but remember, he also sold out Assange. She's like, I don't know much about WikiLeaks. Remember? Was that a cover? Is he just doing this? Exactly. Is it a way to try to protect him and actually offer? But at the same time, depending on who the source is, blame will be shifted there.
Yeah.
And they will be prosecuted. They will be ending up in trouble. So we don't know. If it's Seth Rich, you could assume he, even if it wasn't, Assange could say that it was.
Yeah, he's dead.
He's
now.
Dead now.
Doesn't matter.
Right? I mean, we'll see what happens. This could go either way, but it's kind of interesting Trump, again, I don't know if it's Trump directly that says, talks about this, or there was someone on behalf of like the Trump administration that offered this. But anyway, we'll keep an eye on it. A couple of more here came in. Let me do those. Cornered Space Alien with a diamond says, Guten Tag, danke to Red Eyes. Well, thank you. Danke, schön. Appreciate it. Bill Hoover with a Ninja Genie. Did you see that NJ, New Jersey, supposedly made it illegal to call the police on black people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it was just, yeah, it was anybody who was not white, basically, right? Yeah, we didn't cover that yet, but that's, it's, I mean, that's outrageous, right? Spencer the First with a diamond says, hails to Red Eyes and chat. We will win, folks. Thank you, Spencer. Always good to see you here. All right, let's proceed. Why don't we get into the Rogan thing a little bit here, too, then?
And I just have to say, I can't stand Seth Rogan. I said Seth Rogan. Seth, see, Rogan. There you go. Might as well be Joe Rogan.
Rich.
I Joe can't Rich. Stand either Seth Rogan or Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so basically what we had a couple of, maybe this is a week ago. I'm getting my stuff all blurred up here. But, you know, the move over to Spotify, right? Joe Rogan sold out. That's the headline. He wanted to get away from YouTube. Both Alex Jones and Joe Rogan gave all these excuses because, well, Spotify is it's free speech. And this is end of the internet, you know, as we know.
Aren't
it, Alex
Swedish,
Jones said.
By the way, Spotify?
Yeah, originally. Like an office in New York now, of course, with a bunch of Americans. But yeah, Daniel Ek, I believe it is. That's the CEO of Spotify. But yes, the tech-wise, of course, came out of Sweden. So they decided to move his whole archive over to Spotify. And some shows would still be on YouTube, but not everybody. And for a little while, it would be on both places and whatever. What was it, 100 million? 150
That's
million?
What
was the deal
guy?
Again?
Yeah, it was 100 million.
100
That's
million,
crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So what ended up happening, of course, in the wake of that, which we didn't really cover either so far, but we're doing it now, is that a number of those more controversial episodes, with, of
deleted.
Course, like Alex Jones included and a bunch of other people, even Jordan Peterson, I believe,
stuff
like
that's
a bunch
too
of people.
Right-wing.
Yeah, that was not moved over. And Alex Jones made all these excuses and said, it's not censorship, folks. It's okay. Don't worry about this. It just takes a little bit to transfer everything, right? But that turned out to be a lie. So Spotify censored all these episodes, but it turns out it's not good enough, right? There was a hit piece here just the other day in Vice. Spotify CEO defends keeping, and look at the headline, transphobic Joe Rogan podcast online. Multiple sources inside Spotify described an all-hands meeting in which Spotify CEO Daniel Ek discussed the company's handling of the controversial podcaster. So, and again, just some other people talked about this too. Spotify staff members, many of them want actually Joe Rogan deplatform. They don't want him there so much, in fact, that if this is true, we don't know if this is true, but someone on 4chan, an insider supposedly, said this. Spotify employee here, you can see a little flag up from Sweden there, our new New York office is in full uproar against Joe Rogan. The New York office handles most of the media, and the Stockholm office handles most of the tech. The CEO told them that he'll stay on the platform, and now the New York office wants to go on strike.
So it's a bunch of lefties that work at Spotify.
Of course.
Any other kind.
Which yogurt
bunch
is that?
Of crybabies. It's amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, my take on this was basically they all deserve each other. They can all have each other.
Exactly.
Screw
I could care less.
Joe Rogan.
I'm not going to defend that guy.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
He attacked me years ago. Remember that?
Yeah,
during one of my first radio programs?
Do you want to take that story real quick?
So annoying. No.
No.
When was that? 2014 or something?
Nah, it's got to be...
2012 or 13 or geez, I don't know.
I think it might have been 13 or 14. Yeah, you might be right.
It was like had to involved psychedelic mushrooms. Like he's gonna fight about that.
Well,
oh,
again,
God.
Again, it should be prefaced as
the
saying that the
stuff,
that the
know?
Show that you did about it, which I think is an important note, also to kind of set the framework of someone like Joe
sure,
Rogan,
CIA involvement
is that all this drug pushing
hallucinogenic drugs,
and
right?
all the,
and the
mushroom movement. Cult back in the 60s and hippie bullshit was all CIA, basically.
Yeah.
And he had to fight that, and you my drugs.
So mad.
Right, my drugs.
Not my mushrooms.
Yeah. And I mean, it's okay, I get it, right? But I don't know, it's pretty cringy. All right, so that happened. Let me do a couple of these real quick before we end up too far behind here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see. Where were we? Spencer, the first we did post physique with a Ninja Genie. Thank you. It says, we are men amongst the ruins and able to create a new world from the ruins of the old. And how many times have that not happened? in our history, right?
Yeah. It's gonna happen again. The old world.
I've mentioned it a couple of times now, but just look at a couple of documentaries about the collapse of the Bronze Age. It's fascinating, that whole thing and all these civilizations, their interdependentness. They were kind of, in a way, globalized back then. All the different trades and stuff, and then of course comes the sea people. All right, the migrants show up, and everything just goes to hell. There's so many parallels, but yeah, many times post-physique, the collapse have happened. And sometimes it's for the better. It's
Like right now, I don't think a collapse would be a bad thing.
No, of course not.
I think we have a better chance during the collapse than now, the way that this control system is rigged right now.
Yeah, it's true. But then you think, well, this is the collapse. You know, COVID is the collapse. No, it's just more clamped down, more government bullshit. And
the turd just clings on longer, you know? God.
It's sticking onto the side, and it's which won't let go. All right. I see that High Impact Flicks is hosting with 263 viewers. Thank you for that, Brian. Hey. Brian Young, good to see you,
Brian's
man.
Brian's good. Good people.
Good people indeed. He sends a dime and says, hey, brother and sister.
Hey.
I appreciate you guys. Well, same here. Definitely make sure that you check out dlive.tv/highimpactflicks. And again, we did talk about his... he had his High Impact vlogs. He had a couple of channels. Remember, High Impact Flicks was nuked a while back. He got it back after 7 months.
That's so weird.
He started up the vlogs one, put a lot of work into that one, a lot of good videos, tons of good stuff there. And I think it was over the COVID stuff. They nuked him again. But you can still, if you want to go to, I urge you not to go to YouTube.
Yeah,
do everything you can to catch it elsewhere. BitChute, DLive, all that good stuff. But if you do insist on catching Brian Young on YouTube, go to High Impact TV. That's his third channel, if he gets to keep it. But yeah, good to see you, Brian. Thank you so much. And he sends another one and says, thanks, guys, for coming over. Please sub to Red Ice TV. Yeah, thank you to the viewers, of course, joining us here from High Impact Flicks as well. Western Wallace with a diamond says, it's good they hate Joe. This will red-pill normies. I hope. You know, it's true. Dan Lewis with a diamond. Thank you, no message. The Last Red Squirrels with a diamond. No message. Homeland with a Ninjagini. Good to see you, Homeland. Thank you for your support, as always. And he says, it's weekend and I have a pineapple pizza in my freezer. Well, look at that.
Why is it in the freezer?
Feels good, man.
Aren't you going to be eating it?
Maybe it was one of the, what do you call it? Like a pre-made frozen, maybe the one of those. But I think it was was it Homeland who asked about the approval of pineapple pizza last time?
I do like pineapple.
I do like pizza. It too. As I said, it's
my
grown on me.
My paleo pizza, because I can't eat the wheat. Freaks me out.
Yep, that's right. Well, maybe it's for the better because it's all garbage, right? Yeah. At least these days. 41 BMC with a diamond. Happy Friday, Red Ice fam. Indeed, thank you for your support. High Impact Flicks again with a Ninjagini. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Henrik and Lana are worth your support. Good people. Much love, guys. Sub to Red Ice TV. Thank you so much, Brian.
Say the same about you.
Same about you, Brian. Thank you for all the support and going out on a
Even my parents watch you, Brian Young. You should know that.
Yeah. A lot of people love Brian's content. I think you guys will enjoy it as well. So thank you, Brian. Always good to see you here. And thank you for the host again. John Saxa with the diamond says, hail, Red Ice. Happy Freya's Day. Indeed, Frey Dog. Lord Aragon with a diamond says, by the way, BitChute is growing big time. It is.
It's great.
Like crazy. I
can't wait till they start live streaming.
That will be the killer, I think. That will be that.
I'm using BitSlide, the unofficial app for Android, and I really like it. I like the layout of it. It's more slick and user-friendly, and definitely get that if you guys have Android, BitSlide.
Right. Yeah. That's right. I forgot. Okay. Yeah, I was still on the Joe Rogan thing here. A couple of more, a tweet and an article to show about that. Alexander Bard, which is a Swedish, he did to his credit do an interview with the head of Alternative for Sverige, Alternative for Sweden, the pretty big debate over immigration, the future, and a lot of those kinds of things. And he kind of went out on a limb on that, you know, the environment is in Sweden. As soon as you just touch, like debate someone who's on the wrong side, in this case, he's on the right side, of course, but... So he went out on a limb to do that kind of stuff. He's been kind of thrown under the bus lately. But he said, regarding the Joe Rogan situation, he says he got $100 million to move his podcast to Spotify and then allowed Spotify to destroy his most controversial episodes forever. Spotify has revealed itself as an ardent enemy of free speech, while Rogan is a whore who sold out and chose money over free speech. Can't disagree with that.
I saw the good old private company argument right underneath
there you go. Oh, boy.
Their job isn't free speech, right? Oh, gosh. I know.
Cringe.
So nauseating.
So how about this one?
Until it's their turn to get the axe, right? Then it's all, my free speech.
Yep, that's right. So we have the issue of a potential debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Moderated,
oh my gosh, that would be great, but it's not going to happen.
Joe Rogan.
4 hours? The old man couldn't even last that long. Can't even last 20 minutes without a teleprompter.
I forgot the medication, but it was on 4chan. They were talking about someone from his campaign again. Supposedly, this is, of course, all rumors or whatever, but he was on some dementia medication, which is causing incontinence, so he can't last longer than like 20 minutes. He has to have a break and stuff.
Well, that explains why we did hear a fart in that last clip we played when he was doing some mumbo jumbo like how he does, and there was a clear fart at 14 seconds, as everyone pointed out. So there you go. That
so
explains it.
I'm not sure about the details here, but incontinence, it's both ends then, or both parts, not just
no,
the one. I thought it was just you pee yourself, or you can't. You got to go pee, basically, right?
Well, maybe he's gonna poop his pants or fart, or maybe he's got some intestinal issues going on there. So
maybe it's relaxing.
You have to look out for those side effects,
the various sphincters on either side.
I mean, listen to some of these drug companies. I remember my brother and I used to listen for fun, and the commercials and the little disclaimer, the guy talking in the end really fast.
You have black discharge.
One of the things was like oily, greasy
oily
discharge.
Yeah.
You know,
it's isn't that fantastic?
Exciting. Yeah.
Ooh. All right. So anyway, Trump jumps on offer to have Joe Rogan moderate debate with Joe Biden. So we'll see if anything comes. I doubt anything will happen. Not that I care, and sure, it would be fun to a certain extent, but Joe Rogan doesn't deserve it. You know what I mean? He should not, I hope he doesn't get to do it. As much as I want someone who's slightly outside of the normie tier, stuff gets it. All right, anyway, so that's that. Okay, let me see here. The Black Phillip with the diamond says, isn't Spotify founded by woke Swedes? What, WTF, Rogan? Yeah, I mean, well, that's what's so strange about it, right? That it's like Rogan is sold out. I mean, he did that years ago. He's just look at all the crazy people he has had on. I forget their names now, but the crazy one that always showed up on Bill Maher's show. Remember the girl? What's her name again? The glasses, the Jewish girl.
Oh,
who was just
yeah.
What's her name?
Oh, jeez.
That's how memorable she is. But stuff people like that. I mean, she's like kooky, crazy. She resigned from the New York Times because they weren't pro-Israel enough or something. Remember,
that's
I forget
right.
her name is. But yeah, so he sold out Black Phillip a long time ago. Barry, that's right.
Barry
Weiss.
That's right.
Thank you. Whoever, Lemon Merchant out of that, I think. Thank you. Yeah, crazy people like that. I mean, that's just one example. There's hundreds of them. Don't like him. Scuba Slayer with the diamond says, Hail Freya, I need to train with my antler? Antler. I need to train with my antler.
Some new form of exercise.
But is that what it says? Okay. Anyway, thank you. That sounds exciting and very interesting. Thanks, Chris. Uber Groiper. Sorry if I got that wrong. Uber Groiper with a Ninja Guinea. No message. Thank you. I see the White Rabbit Radio is hosting as well. Thank you, Tim Murdoch. Make sure you sub as well to him here on DLive. DLive.tv/White Rabbit Radio. John Sucks, and he's coming up on his 10-year anniversary, by the way.
That's right.
Which
we're going to try and make that.
Going to be part of. So, yeah, thank you for that, and congrats to Tim for that as well. John Sucks said with the diamond, Trump is in Minnesota tonight. Should be good. Interesting. We'll see if something comes out of that, if he's doing some speeches or something. Deconstruct with the diamonds is the first election to be decided in the octagon. Yeah, exactly. We'll see about that. Simon Coates with a diamond. Is Rogan referring to a Trump-Biden MMA fight? I wish. That would be fun, though. I'd pay to see that, at least. That would be fun. All right. Now.
So there's this lame author. I don't know who he is. Don Winslow, who was trying to get this sad little video trending with the truth about Ivanka. And it's like, look, she irritates me, too. But this video is just really lame. So I thought that we can play it and talk about it. And, of course, they don't put in, the really edgy stuff that they could have put in here. Because they probably don't even know about that stuff. Anyway, right, so let's just play it and just laugh at it because it's so stupid.
Yeah, she's a mini Donald. She's a mini Donald. But yet he's besotted with her.
Break it down.
He always has been. She's always been his favorite.
Ivanka Trump is so empty inside and achingly desperate for respect that she has her father repeatedly lie about her phony accomplishments.
My daughter Ivanka, she's now created 14 million jobs.
To put this lie in context, at the time, Trump said that his entire administration had created 5 million jobs. This is the factory in China where they make Ivanka's clothing line.
Ivanka is a very good client, but of course, I never imagined her father would become president.
The ties are made in where? China? Ties are made in China.
There are 50 states that comprise the United States, and Ivanka didn't make a single piece of her clothing line in one of them. Ivanka Trump is a fraud. Everything about her life is a lie. She learned how to deceive from the world's greatest liar. She is anti-woman.
Oh, I can guarantee my brothers were loving that. Are any of you up there single?
Why, because she got a nose job and a big job. She's anti-woman.
When she tried to step onto the world stage, foreign leaders ignored her as the incompetent embarrassment that she is.
And the same with the defense side of it.
Yeah.
In terms of
they're all a bunch of bitches.
Laguerre,
she claims
the
to support
World
maternity
Bank
leave, but forced her employee Marissa Velez Kraxberger to come back to work just 1 week after giving birth. She was fined $2 million for stealing from her own charity. She was ordered by the state of New York to attend classes to learn how not to steal from charity. Imagine being so corrupt that a judge actually orders you to take classes on how to not be corrupt.
So let's pump it up!
She parades her kids on social media while her father puts children in cages. She's not pro-America. She's not
pro-Israel. That's what
she's just pro-Ivanka.
Say it. The truth about Ivanka.
If Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
You know? Stop it. Okay, that's gross. Oh, it's so weird. Stop
You know
it.
What? You are sick.
You're all sick. But it's
holy
like,
smokes.
Oh my all God, right. A woman who did some stuff just because of her rich and famous daddy. Like, this isn't groundbreaking news. This happens all the time on all sides of the political spectrum. You know what I mean? Democrat women that, like, girls are like this who just got somewhere because of their rich and famous daddy or their husband, and they pretend to do stuff and gallivant around like they're changing the world. Like, this is nothing new, you know.
But again,
reason why they did this is the guy said, he made this stupid little video, I'm sick and tired of Trump's racist attack against Kamala. I've had it. So he attacks his daughter there. But it's like, Kamala's a nutter. And just crying racist anytime someone is critical of her is total deflection. But.
Yeah, I mean, if they, and I mean, it's sure fine, whatever criticize her.
Stand up for her in any capacity,
you know, to be honest. But it's always such lightweight kind of stuff that they wheel out for these. It's like, oh my God, she's totally not, you know, I mean, I would suppose this is from a far left person, right?
Yeah.
Right. But then it's like, they're not pro-American. I was like, well, neither are you. And
none
you're not doing
you
it for that
are.
Reason.
Exactly.
You're like, now you're flag waving and shit like that just to attack these people.
She's not pro-America.
Of course she's a fraud.
We are with our communism.
But again, if they really wanted to talk about the truth of Ivanka, why didn't they like talk about her husband a little bit then?
That's
huh? Tying
like.
Some of the pictures. Or
the
tying
guy behind
some of these
the throne, right?
Things like this. Yeah, look at this photo right here. Anomaly linked it up here too. What does this look like right there?
Yeah.
Like, look at that.
Yeah.
Can't get any more clear than that, right?
Yeah, not a peep about him or her.
No, her allegiance to
Israel stance.
No, of course not. No.
Or how rabbis in Israel wouldn't even let her in because she's not Jewish enough.
Now, is that true?
Well, last I heard it was, but I'd have to confirm. I'd have to go to Israel and ask the rabbis.
The Gray Cardinal, the kingmaker, as they call it, right? President Kushner. We'll see if he turns out to run for president one day himself. Right?
I don't doubt it. I do not doubt it.
But yeah, of course, here he is overseeing this amazing deal, right? The historic peace deal. Was it Qatar? Was it Kuwait involved in it
it's
as
like
well? Israel?
Israel already gets along with the rich Gulf states, so I don't even understand what the point
UAE,
of that was.
What else
like,
was
they're
yeah.
already all in cahoots together, so what's the big deal?
I haven't broken it down. I haven't followed the whole thing, but I'm sure it's bullshit, because it
just,
always is.
I saw him on some flight. Of course, he didn't have a mask, and you're supposed to have a mask flying over to, what was it, Abu Dhabi or United Arab Emirates somewhere like that. Ooh, the first commercial flight from America to this, you know, rich Gulf country.
No,
groundbreaking.
Between Israel and that country.
Or was it between?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't even America.
No,
see, there you go.
Israel in
there
that
you
country.
Go. Israel.
I believe so. Israel first.
Of course.
No, I mean, again, I've now said this many times before. When we do get good little gold nuggets from Trump, you know, like the way that he, you know, attacks, you know, certain aspects.
Critical
of
race theory. That was a good move.
I mean, that's good, and we take that. But he should be criticizing all the other instances too. Now, I quickly wanted to cover this too. Let me do a couple of super chats before, but the Fox News Soros debacle here just the other day. Before that, Sign Wolf with a Ninja Gini says Rogan and J.K. Rowling getting canceled by crazed trannies. Any chance this wakes up some normies?
Yeah, I love seeing J.K. Rowling being attacked. She attacked me once. I should have saved that tweet. But oh my God, look
maybe
at this woman. She's so anti-woman. This Nazi woman.
This Nazi woman is so anti-woman. Yeah, I think. I mean, we've said,
so getting attacked. Ha ha.
We've said it so many times, but it's let's just back away and let them eat each other because that's what they're gonna do. Yeah,
and she's freaking out even with her billions of dollars behind her, you know, gated palace. She's still just torn apart because people think she's transphobic right now.
Yeah,
because she made some book about some straight man that dresses as a tranny and goes woman. And commits murders. Right? Oh my God. You're attacking trannies by the storyline, saying that they go out and murder people.
Nerms with a diamond. No message. Conrad Curse with a diamond. Good to see you, Conrad. He says, got here late. Hope all is well. Everything is very good. Good to see you, Conrad. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you for the support as well. Spectral Lucens with a diamond. No message. Add a couple. Do you want to take a couple of entropy there?
Yeah,
you,
exactly. I also had the Brad Grimba, Freedom Shekels. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
The
hope you're doing well.
Resident Brad. Yep. And also Jacob Hawthorne. Thank you very much. Have you guys seen how the, the dam, that's right, the Yangtze Dam in China has distorted under the weight of the floods? Yeah, we did actually show that. If the dam goes, it'll be truly especially bad for them and the world, worse even than the time Henrik was bragging about how he was stealing people's Time magazine subscriptions.
I wasn't, though.
That just keeps coming to our box from the former.
I can't change someone else's address, so that's not my bad.
Return to sender.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Let me see. Yeah. A Yangtze? Is this like butcher? Yangtze Dam. There we go. Let me just see if I can find that real quick.
That's pretty wild.
Let me see if I can find that real quick. We covered it in one of the Weekend Warrior shows. Here's a famous screenshot right here. Let me see if I can open this in a new tab and pull that in real quick here. So the Three Gorges Dam right here. I can go full screen on that too. So. In the year 2009, which I think, I forget how old it is now, but it was fairly recently built, I believe, in 2009. It's nice and straight and stuff. And again, remember, this is one of the largest dams in the world. Back in 2018, which is a year ago, this satellite image of 2018 doesn't even account for the fact that 2020 was one of the highest flood limits that they've had on the dam. It held three times more than it was designed to do. And as you can see, it's all wobbly and it's shifted under the weight and the pressure. Maybe it's even movement of plates underneath or the earth itself. You know, who knows, right? But so the theory is that this thing might just break, might just completely collapse. And that will, of course, set off a much like that, the Bronze Age collapse. People try to pin it back onto one mystery event. Why were... supply lines cut off. Why did this these stopped trading with this group? And what, you know, a chain reaction. So people have called this kind of event like a black swan event, essentially, that this would unleash such a catastrophic, have a catastrophic effect on the production because everything is made in China these days, including medications and all that kind of stuff. That it would shut down the global system as we know it. Mm. Great stuff. So back to hinging on the Chinese Communist Party's bad design again, right? Wonderful. Did you have another one there?
Yeah, let's see. Like in Warrior, swimming now considered too white. I pulled up the article and there was something about the privilege of play from microaggressions to acts of overt racism. Why swimming isn't inviting to minority groups. And it shows a black woman on the picture. I take it that not enough blacks have won competitions and somehow it's the fault of white people. I'll have to sift through this crap later. Quick. The privilege of play, a Yahoo Sports series examining the barriers minority groups face in reaching elite levels of competition in swimming, soccer, hockey, and race car driving. See, you can't have any sports that are remotely white, like white dominated, where white people happen to be good at it, right? But you can have all these other sports that blacks can dominate and actually, you know, be the best at, be the kings at, right? It's actually preferred. It's just weird. Ridiculous. I see these every week, and sometimes wonder, is this a joke? Is this for real?
Yeah.
National parks too normal. White, swimming's too white, hiking's too white, and just laugh at it.
Yeah,
it's
garbage. Everything will be wheeled out to blame us for it. Okay, let me do a couple of these here. Nerms with a diamond, no message, Conrad. No, that we did those. Yeah, thank you. Spectre Lucens, I think we did said that one. Tame Damon. With a diamond, says Pro Red Ice is a family affair here. Much love.
Nice.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it very
much. Watch the mouth. Watch the mouth.
It's a family affair here. Much love. Okay. Crown Victus, I think it is. Crown Victus with a diamond says things will accelerate in November. CW2 is inevitable. What does that stand for? CW2? CW2 is inevitable. Am I missing something obvious? Sometimes I hate abbreviations because, like, coronavirus? No, CW2. All right. Anyway, we'll see. The point is everything will be wheeled out. I think I have a pretty interesting PDF that Hillary Clinton tweeted out regarding how they're planning to censor the internet leading up to the election. Right. Absolutely crazy. Anyway, thank you for that, Crown Victors. Appreciate it. Sorry for not catching CW2, what that meant. SourceBot with a diamond and a Hales. Thank you so much for that. Neo DeLorean with the diamond says, I'm waiting for them to start renaming planets. Yeah, but they revoked Pluto already, right? They had to yank the planetary status from that. Lady Mjolnir with a diamond says, great to see you guys. Good to see you as well. Thank you so much. All right, should we proceed?
Yeah, the whole Fox Soros debacle.
Oh, yeah, the Fox, that's right. The Fox Soros debacle. So that was, this is how it began, right? If you didn't see it, I played it in No-Go Zone. But so this happened the other day with Newt Gingrich over on Fox News. Check this out.
Destroyed by this violence.
Yeah, it's so true. They represent everybody, Harris. Right? Speaker Gingrich, I know you have a final thought for us.
Yeah, look, the number one problem in almost all these cities is George Soros elected left-wing, anti-police, pro-criminal district attorneys who refuse to keep people locked up. Just yesterday, they put somebody back on the street who's wanted for two different murders in New York City. You cannot solve this problem. And both Harris and Biden have talked very proudly about what they call progressive district attorneys. Progressive district attorneys are anti-police, pro-criminal, and overwhelmingly elected with George Soros's money. And they're a major cause of the violence we're seeing because they keep putting the violent criminals back on the street.
I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this.
I was going to say you'd get the last word, Speaker.
He paid for it. I mean, why can't we discuss the fact that millions of dollars he spent?
I agree with Melissa. George Soros doesn't need to be a part of this conversation.
Okay.
Shut up, lady.
So it's verboten.
All right. We're going to.
It's awkward. Awkward.
Okay. We're going to move on. A historic day at the White House. We covered it from stem to stem.
Man.
Okay,
that's
there we go.
That's as bad as her makeup that's caked
look
on
all the,
in like
all these women.
25
look at
layers.
This. You don't need to bring up George Soros. I think
that's
you
an
know.
Anti-Semitic conspiracy theory.
Yes, it
theory.
Is. And you know, it's kind of a cliche to bring up Soros. It's kind of done, and I know that it's overdone in a way on the MAGA end, but it doesn't mean that he's not behind a lot of this shit. He does have a lot of money in this kind of stuff.
And the only reason why they don't want to criticize him, though, is because he's Jewish. That is the only reason, because it's an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I mean, they've been told, you know, and Faulkner, I think she's married to Berlin, Thomas,
man,
I think. Excuse me, Thomas Berlin or something like that. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But anyway, so there was a really cringy follow-up here to this the following day, because this went viral. And I saw the blue check marks and the leftists that were outraged that she did this, because now she apologized to Newt Gingrich and said, oh, well, we never censor here on Fox. Yeah, yeah, right. But the blue check mark left was outraged because, my God, she's apologizing that Newt couldn't go on and on about these anti-Semitic attacks on George Soros. Anyway, check this out.
So we had a little incident on the show yesterday that was not smooth. And while I was leading that segment, we had interruptions, and I sat silently while all of that played out. Also not ideal. Our guest, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who is beloved, and needed to be allowed to speak with the openness and respect that the show is all about, was interrupted. Do we debate with fire here? Yes. But we must also give each other the space to express ourselves. As the only original member of the six-year-old amazing daytime ride known as Outnumbered, I especially want to rock and roll with every voice and perspective at the table.
Yeah,
we
right.
don't censor on this show. Yeah, and that's why we're winning. Weekdays at noon.
Oh, yeah. God, that was like B-movie
It's so,
tier,
it's so
you know?
Bad. It's Ooh. Very bad.
And
yeah.
they even laid the makeup Carissa on even Faulkner. Even thicker. Man, she's got this. I'm just
she
blown
has
away
tons
by
of
that.
It. Yeah,
tons of it caked on.
So
there.
So they're not aliens. Basically they're, you know, retracting it, but at the same time, it's clear that the agenda is you don't bring Soros into this on these programs. Don't do that, right? And it was even good old dismissed Bill O'Reilly, I think,
right.
I think
the sexual harasser, right?
He's doing his own thing now, or out of his own basement.
Sexual harasser, cocaine.
What was the other guy who went completely nuts? He was on MSNBC. He also started doing a basement show for a while.
Yeah, I can't remember, but it's quite bad. You would think, you know, he made a lot of money. Like, he has millions, and still his show looks really bad. How is that possible?
It's incredible.
Can't you pay for good help here? It's just awful.
I guess not.
Yeah, he's just kind of realizing that you can't criticize certain people and not be called anti-Semitic, Soros being one of them. It's like a ding dong, you know, just hitting here.
What the hell was his name? I see chat was trying. He was like Beck, Glenn Beck. No, not Glenn Beck.
Fox or someone on Fox?
Keith Olbermann. Thank you. Cameron Weiss, I think,
what
got that one.
What did he do?
Thank
what you. Did he get fired for?
Ellen Harris as well. I don't know exactly what he did, but he went completely over the rails. Remember these shows? He was just screaming like crazy in his basement. Donald Trump is insane. He's selling us out to the Russians.
I think they're just doing too much coke or something. Slow down, dude.
But anyway, so here. Yes, when even boomers treading into the territory of George Soros. Check this out here.
There was something on Fox News yesterday with Newt Gingrich that got a lot of press. I'm not going to comment on the Fox News personnel there. I'm going to tell you the truth right now because Speaker Gingrich knows the truth.
Yeah, that's right, Dixon, you're right. Scum, Russian scum.
Oh, yeah.
That was the comment. That's right.
So George Soros has donated $17 million to county races to get far left progressives into the district attorney's office. That is a fact. All right. $17 million. Now, these are county races. So that's an enormous amount of money. So Gingrich is absolutely correct. Absolutely right. Now, none of the people on the panel seem to understand what Gingrich is talking about. I think that's a fair assessment. But the rule is, if you invoke the name George Soros, then you're anti-Semitic because Soros is Jewish. He's a secular Jew. He's not a practicing Jew. Not that it matters. So if you say the name George Soros, you are anti-Semitic. That's what the ladies were responding. Oh, we don't need
exactly what they were doing
to mention George Soros. Oh, we don't want to be accused of being anti-Semitic.
We're not like those people.
So why are they buying into that? This is a factual story. George Soros is using his billions of dollars to undermine the justice system in the United States, in my opinion, and in Newt Gingrich's opinion. And we have our stats to back it up. And you can't discuss that?
Nope.
Hate facts. Something really, facts are anti-Semitic.
Really wrong going on.
Is that something really wrong going on?
Yeah, buddy. We've been talking about it for a while.
Dude. All right. Well, better late than never, I guess. But now he's not on a channel too. But yeah, this guy's done so much damage too. You know, covering European. What does that even mean?
Your last name's literally O'Reilly. You came from
European
Ireland.
Identity. What does that even mean? You know,
what does it mean to be European?
We do it live.
European identity.
We'll do it live. That's this guy.
Yeah, he treated people like trash to his staff and all that. Right? He'd be just zoned out and then just coked up.
Oh yeah, he's definitely a coke. Ober Groyper with the diamond. Actually, 1, 2, 3, 4 in a row. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. No message. The last red squirrels with the diamond says, Goy Vey. That's right. Tame Damon with the diamond says, family gone now. Speak freely. Well, there you go. Red ice rules.
Okay.
All right. This is... evolutionist Jesus with a ninja genie. Thank you so much for that. Says Soros is one of the top 10 richest Americans with 4 other Jews. How did they get so rich? See Epstein. I think it was very interesting that the New York Times piece... Remember I showed you that one? The 220... most wealthy people, or most That's powerful right. and influential people in America, was whatever that was. And they said only, I forget how much, maybe 10 or 20% was non-white and kind of thing. Mm. And the Vidar did a follow-up and said, well, of those 200, 110 of them were Jewish.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, who is the privilege here?
They're white.
Less, being less than 2% of the population, but in the top percent, right?
That's right.
The top 1%. Thank you, Evolutionist Jesus, for that. Western Wallace with a diamond says Soros is a dual citizen. Yeah, Soros is a dual citizen. I'm sure. So I hear this thing all the time that he hates Israel and tries to destroy Israel. I hear it from people like Alex Jones and stuff.
I don't see him pushing this kind of nonsense in Israel.
I don't see
that
either.
Like,
and
relocating refugees and all the other stuff.
Even if he is trying, he's obviously trying much harder in every other country than he is in Israel.
Yeah. Well, Israel's a small country. Okay?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And they're the only democracy in the Middle East.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, and our most precious ally. Yes. And so we can't say anything about that. And then Western Wallace says Antifa is Jewish. Well, they certainly started like that in the 1930s.
They brag about it all the time.
We know that that's the case back in Germany. Crown Victus with a diamond says NWO, New World Order / Soros largely controls mainstream media. CV2. Okay, Civil War. Sorry for missing that. Yeah, sometimes some of those, you know, it could be something I referenced. That. Civil War 2. Yeah, I agree. That's what I think is coming, and depending... Maybe even not depending on the results of the November election, but I think at least America is in for a
coup. We might have a first coup, too, if Trump gets in again. I mean, they might try and use military force.
I mean,
they talk about it all the time.
I guess some would argue, who was shot back? I mean, JFK, obviously, mm-hmm. that was a coup of sorts. Even back in the Greenbacks days of him, but then we have... was it Lincoln that was shot in the theater?
Yep.
By the whatever his name was?
Yep.
Did he survive that or did he
Lincoln
die?
Lincoln wasn't
that?
The best guy.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying in terms of a coup, right?
Yeah.
Did he survive or did he die that? I can't remember.
I think he died, didn't
did he?
Did he
die?
Come on, I should know this.
Yeah, I can't remember. So this is one of the parts
so
of history.
He was assassinated.
He was assassinated. Yeah, he wasn't. I don't keep up with that at the forefront of things, but yeah. Cornered Space Alien. With a diamond says, don't forget Ziopig Trump said, leave Soros alone. Yeah, did, that's right. He did say something about that, didn't he? Leave poor Soros alone. That's funny. Lord Aragon with a diamond. John 8:44 names them quite well. Well, there we go. I don't know the reference, the passage, but I'll look it up. Thank you, Lord Aragon. Appreciate that. Okay.
Well, we've covered many times, basically, how white racists and these racist policies are blamed for high infant mortality rates amongst non-white women, including their bad health, right? So if you're not white, poor, and struggling to be healthy, and you can't take care of your unborn child or yourself very well, just blame white people, right? Have a miscarriage? Blame white people. Well, San Francisco is launching a new pilot program after a group called Expecting Justice. A Black-led birth justice initiative claimed that racist policies are to blame for bad health and birthing outcomes. So just cry racism and something about justice and you're going to get paid, literally. This pilot program will give already pregnant Black and Pacific Islander women up to $15,000 during their pregnancy and up to 2 years after to support their child because racism. So they'll be paid each month while they're pregnant and up to 2 years after. And then when that doesn't work out, when the money isn't going to go to the child, because you know it probably won't, or to their health, they'll cry racism and say something about needing more money. And of course, don't even think about including poor white pregnant women in this pilot program, because that's eugenics, that's racism, that's white supremacy.
Yep. Nope.
And who pays for this pilot program? Mostly white taxpayers. And we know, like I said earlier, the money will probably be used for everything except for helping this kid or their health, or and they never take responsibility for some of the things that go wrong in their life, right? There's blame racist policies. And we all know that a lot of these women will get pregnant just to get into this program to get the money. I was fighting with some leftists, I think mm-hmm. one of the guys who wrote this article, and he's like, not paying them to get pregnant, paying them while they're already pregnant. Exactly. And I was like, well, duh. And now they're going
to
be like, yeah, 15 grand, I'm in. It's just like same incentives with welfare. The more children you have, the more money you make in these types of women, they go for that. So I can't help but to think, though, that this is another sly program to boost their birth rates, right, while discouraging ours because white families support white supremacy. Remember, we keep mm-hmm. hearing this.
Yep.
And the same people who cry about, you know, the Hungary's plan. Remember, Hungary had a plan to boost their birth rates in different European countries, calling it Nazi and eugenic, that Europeans in Europe who want their people to have more kids instead of importing the third world to take their place. It's racist and it's bad. But then they turn around and they support these programs. Hell yeah, pay us to get pregnant and have more kids. Because one of the comments, a lot of the comments that were like, oh, this is great. It'll boost birth rates too, as if the African birth rate isn't already exploding already.
Yeah.
But anyway, this birthing justice pilot program is total anti-white madness. And I think that this is just a foreshadowing of the kind of programs that they want on the taxpayers, mostly white taxpayers' expense in the coming future. It's a race-based communism, literally paying pregnant non-white women to take care of their children.
So here's the comparison here in terms of both your news, but I remember at the time seeing a lot of other sources that it's like, my God, this is some kind of Aryan breeding program in Hungary here. If they have three or more kids, like, they pay the money.
Business. You don't even live there.
It continuously came from a perspective that this is bad, this is ridiculous. And then, of course, they're fighting to not take in immigrants, and they're attacking George Soros as like, Hungary is the new Nazi Germany, basically. You know, that's what they're trying to pull off. But again, if the races in the equation shifts, then it's completely fine. In fact, it's justice.
That's
then.
Right.
That's what we need to do.
Can
right?
you imagine a birthing program just for poor white European mothers? Oh my God! Mm-hmm. You know, or any kind of European ethnicity. Of course, it would never happen. But this is just straight up black and Pacific Islander women. Here, you get money, $15,000.
But then,
your baby.
But then you do have that obviously the dysgenic argument that you're also then. And of course, it's not always that you know wealth or money is equated to you know good genetics or whatever. But it is this. It harkens back to this idea that you're incentivizing the most dependent already to reproduce. And if there are properties tied to that, you know, genetic code, basically, or that those properties, then you will have more of that. So is that good or is that bad? Like, that's
but it's also just insane. Like the
not
ends
good.
They go to blame white people, literally for my infant died or something went wrong during child labor or I was sick or had diabetes or something. Just blame white people. I mean, that's what it is. Now it's like just make them pay money while you're blaming them.
Yeah, basically, what could be boiled down to maybe not always, but in many cases, of course, just two choices. Then they're attributing that to some kind of systemic racism issue, right? And that's what's so annoying about this. All right, so great. A breeding
San
program
Francisco,
has been set up in California.
Call me California. That's right. Get out.
Switch over to Italy here for a second. Pro-migrant priest murdered by Tunisian migrant that had previously avoided deportation. Bishop claims alleged murderer was mentally ill at the time of the incident. Well, there you go.
Sure he was. Well, live by open borders, die by open borders. And do I dare say it was an act of God trying to teach him a lesson?
Yeah.
No, what's his church going to do? They'll just turn the other cheek and keep importing them in.
Of course they will. And how many times have this not happened now?
Yeah.
This scenario of someone who was like super pro, you know, take someone in or something and they get murdered or they got raped or something.
There's so many that we don't even hear about. But yeah, we have plenty of examples. I mean, hell, there was even one in Norway where the guy got raped and then the migrant got deported and the guy felt bad.
Police say a pro-migrant Catholic priest from northern Italy was brutally murdered by a Muslim Tunisian migrant after the migrant believed the priest was part of a plot to have him deported.
So he's like back to northern Africa. Paranoid on top of it.
Yeah, stabbed multiple times to death, including one fatal stab wound on his neck. This happened close to his home in Como. 53 years old. That was the homeless 53-year-old Tunisian migrant, Mahamoudi Ridha, who said, quote, "The priest died like a dog. That was right."
Turn the other cheek has now become bend over and spread the cheeks. literally.
Dildo,
that's what's it's going through the church. It's happening.
Open up for the rainbow-colored dildo.
Baptist Christians recently. Yeah. Oh, my God. I think I saw Peter Brimlow. He's like, hey, that's my church, retweeting about something about how they're basically just totally bending over now.
Yep. All right, so we had a follow-up here. Of course, Netflix, you could begin to build the case because this is what, you know, enemies on the left do all the time with people that they hate and organizations they don't like and companies, groups, whatever. They build a profile. So, like, well, this person was related to that and the same person worked with them and he said this or, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? So we're beginning to see this pedophilic universe around Netflix right now where they've had actors involved who's Netflix employed actors cheer some TV show which I guess they're like cheerleading. Oh, I read about it and I just thought, what is this? How can this be popular? But anyway, so the star of that show, Jerry Harris, have been arrested on charge of production of child pornography.
You don't say. Wait. People are making excuses for this guy because he's 21. Now, remember the new California law that's allowing a 10-year difference in age between a gay male adult and a child so you can have sex with them without criminal charges? So you could be 21 and the kid can be 11, for instance. Well, the child victim in this case was 13. It's still an 8-year difference. And that's a lot of growing up to do between 13 and 21. It's just no 13-year-old boy should be having sex, let alone anal sex, okay? Now, people are making excuses for this guy just because he's 21. How is it comes to this? Well, it turns out there's two other kid victims that he has, and he has a bunch of photos that have come out, too, of a lot more other kids, sure, too.
Yeah, no, of course.
So it's a problem, and this sure isn't helping the image that gay men are all pedophiles.
The minor was 13 at the time. Let's check the video here real quick, see if there's any... See how honest they are. Oh, come on. CNN.
All right. One of the stars of the hit Netflix series Cheer, Jerry Harris, has been arrested. He is now charged with producing child porn.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
I don't even know what I scream. I scream whatever comes to mind at that moment.
Yeah! What? Damn!
Jerry Harris is the guy that people fell in love with in this docu-series because of his energy and his the energy. Way he encouraged
other people. Pedophile energy.
I read articles about that too, where he had. So this guy as well, just to add on, add injury to or damage to, or whatever you call it. He was on stage with Oprah Winfrey, who said to him, "Give us some of that Matt talk, Jerry. Get us all excited and get that positive energy in here."
Oh my
He had
God.
Done a. election some bullshit campaign with Joe Biden where he's like go vote go more try to get young black
Creepy
males
Joe.
To
he
go and vote
too.
So you have a connection to Joe Biden to Oprah Winfrey is already deep embedded into that circle. She's been accused, her name's flying around many times. And then Netflix, of course, overall. Right. So did any of this happen during Netflix production hours?
It's amazing. And they turn around and they make so many excuses for this. It's unreal. But we're the problem. Abusing kids and producing child porn. We can look the other way for this.
No, we've talked about, that this thinking that there's a problem with child sex trafficking. That's a QAnon conspiracy. Yeah. And that's neo-Nazi, violent neo-Nazism. That's their agenda. That's their narrative now.
It's amazing.
Series is about the highly competitive world of cheerleading, college cheerleading. The charges accuse him of urging a 13-year-old boy to, quote, produce explicit videos and photos of himself, the boy, unquote. Earlier this week, Harris's reps denied similar claims that appeared in a lawsuit from two accusers. They say that those alleged incidents happened when Harris was a teenager himself. Yesterday, Netflix said that it's shocked by the news and that it respects the legal process. Mm. If convicted, Jerry Harris could face as long as 30 years in prison.
He won't get it. He's black.
So
they'll find a way to just excuse it.
I saw this tweet here from Orwell and Good. Pretty based up here. Rapists will be surgically castrated, and anyone who rapes a child will face the death penalty under new laws in Nigerian state.
Now, it's okay,
that's
though.
That's how they deal with it.
But it's okay because those rapists can just come flee to the West and they'll be perfectly fine. In fact, they can watch Cuties on Netflix.
Yeah, they could be imported in. Maybe there's some program.
You know we're getting the
maybe
best.
There's some program where you could like kind of let them work closely with young children or something like that.
Exactly.
You know? Maybe that would be a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do a couple of these real quick and then we'll move on to the next topic here. Roar with Adama says first ones crying eugenics would be Republicans. Yeah, and I mean they in many regards they do as well, right? But it's dysgenics, to clarify, but you're right. Scuba Slayer with Adama says lots of U.S. Navy women get pregnanto, avoiding deployment. Pregnant to, that's the missing space there. Pregnant to avoid deploying.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And now they would be financially incentivized to do that.
And hey, then, I can, and so they get the money while they're pregnant the whole time, basically to be pregnant. And then they'll get the up to 2 years, and then they get welfare. I mean, that's a lot of money invested into this one child of theirs.
Right, huh?
God.
Skanda with a diamond says, thanks for your good work. Keep it up. Well, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for watching. Obergreuper with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you for that. Says San Francisco should make Hispanic pay for black It says play, but I think you mean play.
Exactly.
Or pay for black babies. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, and I wonder, too, how that's going to work with reparations, how they're trying to do that. So, well, you know, Mexicans are basically like a majority in Los Angeles area. So you're going to make them pay for these black reparations.
I mean, when it's enough.
Oh, no.
They'll when it's enough the Hispanic, that would, I would assume that they would just secede and like form their own. Or just go back, just join back to
Mexico.
They're
just calling Mexico. Yeah. That's what they do.
There you go. Yeah, they wouldn't pay for that. I mean, now they are, I guess. If they're paying taxes, they are then. But yeah, I get your point. GMM 1972 with the diamond says, are you on Subscribestar? Yes, we are. Subscribestar. Is it .com? Mm-hmm. Yeah, .com. Mm-hmm. / Red Ice TV. Oh, no. It's actually / Red Ice, by the way.
We need to do something special for the 1 second tier.
And we will. Well. Yeah, definitely a little segment there. Alan Harris, good to see you, Alan, with the diamond says, I can't wait for old white people to die. Oprah, yeah, there you go. Exactly. She did say shit like that.
Yeah, she did.
RoboThink with the diamond says, the DLive app on Android sucks balls. I have some problems with it.
Oh, yeah, no, DLive, the app. D-Live. Yeah. That one. I thought you were talking about BitSight. Yeah, I always have to restart it.
I have major issues on iPhone, too. I'm not sure if it's something
you just don't touch it. I start it up and I just leave it. Even then,
I have to close the app continuously. And so it's not perfect. It's not ideal. But, you know, hey, they're doing it. But definitely needs improvement. I agree. And for some reason, some people seem to have much more problem than others. So I'm not quite sure what that depends on. All right, you linked this up. Introduce us to this clip here.
Yeah, what was this? This guy who didn't want to wear a mask.
Oh, wait,
was
did you have some entropy? By the way?
Oh, there was one more. Yeah. Sorry, there's a couple here.
Yeah,
Hey, Henrik and Lana, what is your opinion? Oh, this is a light one. What is your opinion on the dancing Israelis? Do you think Israel may have had a hand in 9/11?
Yes.
Yes.
I definitely think so, and I think dancing Israelis is one of these big no-go zones where you're basically not allowed to bring up. I remember
we played something about that during the anniversary here. Was it last week?
Last week. There was, there was actually an early report on Fox, which they, I guess, banned in the sense that they never aired it again. You couldn't find it anywhere else, which was on the early honest reporting on that, where they're just like, they report on the van and all these kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So, no, I think there's definitely something
to that. Absolutely. Yep, Cut-free zone. Thank you. And then Vincent Garland, how is Kushner not Pee-wee Herman's love child? Yeah. And wasn't Pee-wee Herman a you-know-what?
Yeah. And he pedophile? Was that a kid's show he had?
Yeah. Mm. God, I can't stand that guy. And then you know who copies him? This guy on YouTube that's really huge and promoted and you shouldn't let your kids watch it. Blippi. Yeah. I can't stand that guy. Can't stand him. And you know what he used to do?
Yeah, let me show the headline.
Okay, yeah. He used to like crap on other people before he did.
Was it BuzzFeed
videos
news,
where he was crapping on people before he did kid videos?
BuzzFeed, this is hilarious.
This is great. He's great. No, you went from crapping on grown men to making videos for your children, educational BuzzFeed videos news. For your children.
Look at this. This is the quality of BuzzFeed, right? So your kids are watching this. Kids, YouTube star Blippi regrets the viral video in which he poops all over his friends.
I can't stand this guy.
And they had, this might actually be the follow-up piece because they were talking about how this was completely okay and it was just adults
excuses
having fun.
This is
actually not the piece. This is just reporting on that he regretted it. But they covered for him. Yeah, he used to be known as...
pooping on some other man, being a pedophile, closet pedophile or whatever, that's okay.
He used to be called Steezy Grossman, by the way.
But if you're a nationalist and you're white, oh my God, your life is going to be destroyed forever. We're going to come after you. Yeah, but don't let your kids watch this. And YouTube, they love this guy. They promote him like crazy on the kids stuff.
They keep
your kids away from Blippi.
And that reminds me too, by the way, I happened to see the headline in passing yesterday. I showed you part of it, BuzzFeed News. It was this, here's 21 kids movies where they make adult jokes, and it was so hilarious, and it went completely over our heads. And I started looking at the examples, and it was all like, oh, there's a reference to like someone's penis there, this is a sex joke, there's all the kind of
totally
degenerate stuff in kids' movies.
Yeah.
But BuzzFeed News is just, oh, this is so great. This is fantastic.
Things that only a pedophile would think is just so cheeky and funny.
Anyway, I can't find it now. I just saw it yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, now where were we? So, anti-mask. Okay.
Yes.
Anti-mask.
I'm going to dive into
there was this a large man. He seemed like a cool guy. He refused to wear a mask during this school board meeting, and some cops came and dragged him out. So let's check it out.
All right. Here we go.
Reed Bender. Go Reed Bender.
Are you serious?
This was in South Dakota, by the way. South Dakota, oh. Dark. Gotta go to North Dakota, I guess. School board meeting.
The guy filming masturbating, or what's going on? It's like,
I think it's a woman.
Sarah, I really don't want to. I know you don't want to do it. Okay. I know you do not want to do it.
Yeah,
but I know this guy doesn't want to do it, yeah. But unfortunately, you have to follow these fools' rules, right?
If it's part of their policy that you have to wear a mask, yeah.
So
you
force me out.
You're really
going to. You're going to make. Yes, you're going to have to drag me out. This is what you are doing.
At that point, you could.
You're sowing discord within our communities at every level. It's disgusting. Do you harass your clients when they're at your restaurant to put on masks?
Sir?
Do you harass them?
Sir, we're not going to
argue. Do you? Yeah,
at this point, you could be facing additional charges of obstruction.
Oh, jeez.
I get it.
This is police brutality right here.
So I get it. I get it. You're going to have to drag me out.
This is absurd.
You know that, right?
All right, sir.
This is funny looking.
Yeah, the guy's huge. He fights off.
Big, yeah.
Don't do it, man.
You're fine.
Relax. It ain't worth all of that, brother.
God. Look at the other people just sitting there. Yep. The guy's reading a book, like acting like nothing. Or whatever it is.
Oh. A hard time restraining the big fella right there, huh? But he's like, I'll taser you.
Everyone's just filming. They don't like help out.
And I want these people to video it while their cops of minority descent have to do this to everybody. Constantly putting you people in these positions.
He just wants to have a say in what's going on. We pay.
The fat lady's right.
These
taxes for the school? For the cops? And look at how they treat him. They're already all spaced far apart. I mean, it's just.
All right.
Oh my God, so great ridiculous. So, I get so annoyed by it. And then, like, people who scream about police brutality, they love this stuff. They love it. They love it. Yes, yep. Arrest them, put them in prison. That just put on the mask, man. Put on the muzzle, you big man. Put it on.
Put on the face diaper.
Bend over and do what we say. Because it's just a joke at this point. There's no pandemic. People aren't dying. It's over.
Holy shit, emails between public officials in Nashville. The discussion involves the low number of coronavirus cases emerging from bars and restaurants and how to handle that. And most disturbingly, how to keep it from the public. So to no one's surprise, it turns out they lied about the numbers. And again, this is just Nashville officials. I'm sure this has happened in major cities all over the West, to be honest. We can check out the news report about this too. But of course they lied. Of course they tried to also make sure that he wasn't, in other words, they intentionally wanted to do this. Intentionally wanted to shut down. They wanted to make sure that all these bars and stuff can't be open. They wanted to make it seem much worse than it actually was.
Breaking tonight, coronavirus cases at Nashville bars and restaurants may have been so low, the mayor's office and the Metro Health Department decided to keep it a secret.
Emails between the mayor's senior advisor and the health department reveal only a partial picture, but what is in them is disturbing. Fox 17 News Dennis Ferrier has the story.
The discussion involves the low number of COVID-19 cases coming out of bars and restaurants, and most disturbingly, how to keep it from the public.
On June 30th, contact tracing was giving a small view of coronavirus clusters. Construction and nursing homes causing problems, more than 1,000 cases traced to each category. But bars and restaurants, a total of just 22 cases. Leslie Waller from the health department asked, quote, this isn't going to be publicly released, right? Just info for mayor's office?
They're looking mad at us.
Correct. Not for public consumption, answers the mayor's senior advisor, Benjamin Eagles.
Ruining one month later, the health department.
A bunch of liars. Despicable, disgusting liars.
There are so many restaurants and little shops that don't exist anymore, even where we are. Yep. They're just gone now.
They're gone. Yep.
And it's all a bunch of bullshit. It's amazing. But Walmart's doing better than ever.
Yep.
You know?
Amazon is doing better
than
ever.
Olive Garden, just fine.
You know,
Costco.
We're fighting the capitalist system. You know? it's
yeah,
a bunch
the mom and pops
morons.
Are like dying, yeah. withering on the vine. Yeah. yeah.
All right, let's play a little bit more of this here.
Partman is asked point blank about the rumor that there are only 80 cases traced to bars and restaurants. Tennessean reporter Nate Rao asks, quote, "The figure you gave of more than 80 does lead to a natural question. If there have been over 20,000 positive cases of COVID-19 in Davidson and only 80 or so are traced to restaurants and bars, doesn't that mean restaurants and bars aren't a very big problem?" Metro Health Department spokesman Brian Todd asks five Metro Health Department officials the question, "Please advise how you recommend I respond." The name at the top of the response is clipped off, but you may find the answer unacceptable. Quote, "My two cents, we have certainly refused to give counts per bar because those numbers are low per site. We could still release the total though, and then a response to the over 80 could be, quote, because that number is increasing all the time and we don't want to say a specific number." Neither the health department or the mayor's office would confirm the authenticity of the emails. But Councilman Steve Glover asked a Metro staff attorney to inquire. Here's the official answer. "I was able to get verification from the mayor's office and the Department of Health that these emails are real," answered the staff attorney. Glover says this adds up to a cover-up.
They're fabricating information. They've blown their entire credibility now, Dennis. It's gone. I don't trust a thing they say going forward. Nothing.
Good boy.
Glover says he has been contacted by an endless stream of downtown bartenders, waitresses, and restaurant owners. Why would they not release these numbers?
Now,
we raised
them.
They need to
agenda.
Be held accountable.
Yes.
Who's going to be responsible for this? I mean, hundreds of thousands of people have lost their millions have lost their jobs. But just I'm just talking about like the restaurant sector in itself and like all
it's
the bars
so
and all that shit. And like,
it's bad.
It's incredible. Play some more here.
It's 34%. And we put literally hundreds and thousands of people out of work that are now worrying about losing their homes, their apartments, et cetera. And we did it off of false information and bogus data. That should be illegal.
And that is going across the board. Yeah, we know about it in this case, and it's happening in all of these other cases, too.
Just
lies.
Say that it's science, and you're not allowed to question it. If you question it, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're a hoaxer. You're a
weirdo.
Well, if
weirdo.
It
was
you
true, we would have known
fact.
It by now, right? You always hear that one.
Well, we're getting to know
we
it right
know.
Now.
It's,
and it's all coming out. Yep.
Lies.
The mayor's office won't comment on these emails.
Because they know.
And the question that brings up is why? I mean, they're just numbers. They're either true or not. And why? Why are you trying to keep them from everybody? I'm Dennis Ferrier, Fox 17 News,
right.
Your code red.
At least they're talking. I mean, again, so if you want to know the truth about this stuff, many regards, you have to go to some local little station somewhere. They've exposed it, looked at the number, like that county in Florida. They looked at like all these people that died of COVID-19. And then you look at that, they looked at every one of the cases. It was like, they died of it being hit by a car. This person fell down the stairs. This person had a surgery wrong. You know?
COVID, As we know, the CDC even quietly revised their numbers, too, to be like, oh, oops, 95% of people died from COVID were actually old people who had two, three other conditions.
Exactly. Fledgling with a Diamond says, everyone look at Israeli art student 9/11 connection. I've heard about that. I've not looked into it too much. But yeah, I've heard about it. It's interesting. So some tips there. Thank you, Fledgling. Roar with a Diamond says, two girls, one cup was also produced by tribesmen. I saw that was one of the banned terms that Google had. Is it some pornography thing or something like that? Two girls and one cup. Oh, God. All right. Olav Sen with a Diamond says, thank you for being a light in this times of darkness. Thank you, Olav. Good to have you here. Thank you for your support. Max Headroom with a Diamond says, a beard is sort of a mask or sort of mask, I guess. I guess it is. Floki, I had a pretty good, decent beer, the other guy. Floki 99 with a Diamond, Way of the World on YouTube, seen it. A Brit, Way of the World. Oh, yeah. No, Way of the World. We know him. He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. Way of the World. We tried to invite him, but unfortunately, he wouldn't.
He doesn't do interviews.
He didn't want to come on.
That's not his thing.
Yeah, we tried a few times, but yeah, he's still on YouTube, right?
That's amazing. He's taken down, and then
that's right.
Up.
He did lose it for a little bit, and then he got it back again. But he's still there.
He'll lose it eventually.
I think so. I mean, most people's any dissenting views on any of these platforms, their names are numbered, right? But yeah, so check him out on BitChute, of course. Where the World, good stuff. Cornered Space Alien with a Diamond. Socially ostracized government official over coronavirus. Yeah, but something that these people have to be dragged out of their offices. they need to be held responsible. Yeah. They need to pay. They
Same
need
with
to
the CDC.
Restore all this. I mean, it's not. I mean, I agree. Socially ostracized, but more than that. I
and
mean,
it's not going to happen because they protect each other. It would have to be, you know, the public, the people demanding exactly. names.
I just think it's crazy. And I think we have I've started calling them a royal flush from Pyrrhus 777, who sends a lemon, an ice cream, a diamond, a ninjagini, and a ninjet.
Sounds like Holy a party. Smokes.
Well, thank you so much, Pyrrhus. Always so kind. Thank you for your support. Can't say enough. It means a lot to us. Thank you, man. And he finishes the ninjet by saying, have a great weekend. You too, Pyrrhus. Thank you so much, man. Thank you for watching. And again, we never expect it, but we always appreciate it when you send a royal flush to us like that. Thank you. Ulov Sen with a diamond says, red ice equals hope. Let's support to become members now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ulov. Appreciate that. Another diamond. Actually, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 diamonds, 6 diamonds in a row from Ulov. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. Wolf's Kind with a diamond says, best wishes to both of you from Westphalia, Germany. Cool. Good to have some folks from Germany tuning in. Thank you, sir. Good to see you here. Shroon, good to see you as well, man. Sounds a diamond. Says, rest assured, COVID facts are being exploited. Absolutely. Not even facts. The lies are being exploited, too. But I get your point. Soros Bot with the diamond says, beards work better than masks because you can breathe. Well, there you go. Spectra Lucens with the diamond says, once de Blasio et al., I guess, or those guys, buy up a property, how you give back. Once de Blasio et al. Buy up a property, how you give it back. Yeah, you're talking about like if people have lost their homes, they walked away. And I mean, the same thing was with the foreclosures and all that shit back in, 2008, 2009.
They crash it and then they come and buy up everything cheap, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how to pull that off, but something needs to be done about it. I mean, they need to pay these people. It's incredible. Obergreuper with a ninjagini says this COVID power grab is waking people up to the real agenda of our governing overlords. This is good, he says.
Yeah.
Yeah, agree. Turd World Immigrant with a diamond. No message. Thank you for that. Mr. Wright with the diamond says, here's some Norwegian rocks as well. Well, thank you. I guess you're referring to the diamonds. Appreciate that, Mr. Wright. He sends 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 diamonds. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Appreciate that. All right, let's proceed here. Now, I quickly want to mention this because it's COVID-related. We're going to the thing of the color revolution. Just briefly talk about that. So,
Biela means white in Russia.
Biela means white and Russia means Russia. So, white Russia, we call it, that's the name we call it in Sweden. Cool. Vit Ryssland, white Russia. So, I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but there was a claim that I think it was Belarus who approached the IMF initially regarding a loan or some kind of financial help or something like that. And they started talking internally, and apparently, IMF told Belarus, you have to do a lockdown in the same way that Italy has for you to get money. And so he ended up speaking up about that and say, this is crazy. This is back in June. And he gave out a little bit too much information, I think, in terms of how the things go on in the back end of the IMF affairs and how the World Bank gets their, you know, how they sink their claws into you, basically. So shortly after this, and I don't know if that's the only reason, but shortly after this, of course, this coup or whatever you want to call it started, what looks like a color revolution started popping up in Belarus. There might be legitimate criticism of Lukashenko and all those things. It could be, I'm not saying there isn't.
They're disputing his re-election, right?
Yeah.
And violence against protesters now. All of a sudden this has popped up.
Yeah, they call him like the longest or the only serving or sitting tyrant or something from the Soviet era. Something like that they call him. So the EU has attacked him and all that kind of stuff, right? And then, of course, EU votes in favor of sanctions on Belarus's Lukashenko. But as we know, that doesn't mean that Lukashenko will be punished, but the people will be punished.
Now,
right?
This has to be related to what's happened with the IMF and the threats that they made and him not wanting to do lockdown. I mean, I can't help but to think that it's not related somehow.
It probably is. And if it was not the only reason, it's one of the reasons, right, why they've decided to go after him at this point. So this kind of brings us into this issue of the color revolutions, right? There was a couple of good pieces on Revolver. Not sure if you guys saw it. Revolver.news has made some good original reporting and stuff like that there. And this will kind of be the connection between these cases here. But They had a good story called The Curious Case of George Kent, State Department's Belarus Color Revolution Expert and Never Trump Impeachment Witness, right? So George Kent was one of the guys who's kind of the link here between Belarus, but also our story, how it ties into the United States, and that basically we're looking at a color revolution of sorts happening in the U.S. right now. The patterns are similar, the social uprising, how you mobilize certain groups, weaponize certain groups to get them to turn against
not
the establishment.
My president, right?
Yeah, same thing. All those kinds of things, right? The patterns are, if not identical, very, very similar, right? And so this is the piece that they went into detail regarding Norm Eisen, legal hatchet man and central operative in the color revolution against President Trump. Now, this is a long article. We won't have time to go through it all. But basically, they talk about, here he is, by the way, Norm Eisen, very trustworthy face right there. Norm Eisen, he's the architect of these various color revolutions. Now, he has, of course, picked up and followed through on the work of Gene Sharp, who was I think he worked for the CIA at some point. He's been praised by the left as one of these kind of, you know, he's done so many nonviolent kind of activities or activism, nonviolent activism. Which is, of course, not always the truth, because look at some, you know, the color revolution in Ukraine. It was incredibly bloody. There's definitely violence in the wake of these kinds of things. But it was it's a really interesting piece where they talk about the playbook, like the different literature that they've written, like from dictatorship to democracy. How do we do it? How do we pull it off? What's the mechanism? Street theater and all these kinds of things. And you could see it in the Ukraine thing. You had people like Goldfarb, forget his first name now, that put on concerts, on the town square in Kiev and stuff like that. And all the people came, oh, it's free music and it's a good time. And it's like, you know, they do they have certain tricks to like mobilize a large segment of the population kind of behind them. But so this is really the architects that we're talking about, who is now kind of using NGOs. They're using different groups, even the Transition Integrity Initiative. I think TIP, I think it was called, the Transition Integrity Project, I think it's called, which Norm Eisen is behind, of course. They were talking about a military coup against Trump.
Last week we talked about that. It was some woman, too, that was head of this one department or something, remember?
Yeah, I forget her name now, Brooks or something like that. She was the spokesperson for it. But again, it's the Transition Integrity Project. War games, they've had things about how do we disseminate enough information in the media that we can declare Trump to be mentally incompetent and therefore we can oust him and push him out with the military and all that kind of stuff. But there was a short little introduction to this line of thinking that Tucker did with Darren Beatty. Check out this clip here.
Someone who's been watching all of this is Darren Beatty. He's a former speechwriter for President Trump. He works now with Revolver News, the website. He says this is part of a familiar plan. In a recent piece, Revolver argued that Democratic operatives, including some who testified during the impeachment proceedings, are adopting the same tactics that U.S. intel agencies use to start so-called color revolutions in places like Ukraine. Darren Beatty joins us tonight to explain. Darren, thanks so much for coming on. So, for our viewers who are not familiar with the color revolutions in Eastern Europe, state as clearly as you can what you think is going on right now in this election. What's the end game for Democrats?
Yes, thank you for having me. Many have described the actions taken against Trump as a coup. And this is certainly correct, but it's a little bit general and vague. What's unfolding before our eyes is a very specific type of coup called the color revolution. It's a regime change model favored by many in our national security apparatus, particularly against Eastern European countries, to overthrow target regimes that they don't like. One model, which is not the color revolution model, is purely sending a bunch of troops into a country and removing by military force a leader you don't like. That's like the Iraq model.
Right.
The color revolution model is a little bit more delicate and subtle. It has several characteristics, but the chief characteristics of it is a combination of an engineered contested elections scenario combined with massive mobilized protests, which they call, as a term of art, peaceful protests and acts of civil disobedience. If that sounds familiar, it gets even better. It's not only the same strategies and tactics used against Trump that's used against Eastern European dictators that our national security apparatus doesn't like. It's literally the same people who are color revolution professionals who have a long history of using these same tactics against foreign leaders they don't like to use against democratically elected President Donald Trump. It's the same people using the very same playbook. Now, I'd like to talk about one of the key figures in this operation, a nexus point not only between color revolutions overseas and the color revolution against Trump, but a nexus point between lawfare and mass mobilization and so-called peaceful protests. This is a man by the name of Norm Eisen. Norm Eisen is a key legal hatchet man, Democrat operative, former Obama ethics czar, believe it or not. And he is also a key architect of nearly every effort to censor, sue, impeach, and overthrow the president. He is the author of, in fact, a color revolution playbook, literally called the playbook. And one of the items he calls for in his playbook to overthrow regimes overseas he doesn't like is engineering election fraud scenarios, using election fraud to engineer mass protests to question the legitimacy of the target leader. Norm Eisen has a long and checkered history going all the way back to his days at CRU, which is a lawfare arm. He's been behind over 180 lawsuits against Trump. He authored 10 articles of impeachment before the president's phone call was even made. He was special counsel to the Democrats for the impeachment process. He was literally involved in every aspect of this color revolution against Trump. His latest act, and perhaps his greatest act coming up, is to use lawfare in order to overturn the 2020 election using various legal theories, principally his theory about
Norm Eisen. Remember the name. I'm sorry, Darren, we're out of time. I appreciate that. We'll be right back. Thank you.
All right. Okay, he's a little bit camera. He's not the best on camera, but his written pieces are very good. You know, there's some people, of course, that have picked up on this too. Yeah, I think Norm Eisen had a little... he was talking about that. Eisen wrote a color revolution regime manual called The Playbook. Here is Norm acknowledging his book, The Playbook, and it's that it's an update to Gene Sharp's original Dictatorship to Democracy. It's just a short clip here.
A work of this kind, and we were inspired by other work that's out there, including Gene Sharp's From Dictatorship to Democracy.
Right, so they, you know, all these people don't know each other and stuff, and, and it's you know, this is kind of part of like a, this is not the end all be all kind of. I saw some commenting, oh, lol, it's the Dems and kind of thing, but it's, you know, it's one layer of it. It's basically you're talking about one segment of the establishment, which is trying to oust the other and remove them from power, and you know, occasionally you get these kinds of little power struggles. You know, although from our perspective, all of them are, you know, together kind of thing. But I mean, it's true. I mean, they've hated Trump since day one, and they've wanted him out. No matter how much he's done for Israel, no matter how beneficial he's been in certain other aspects, I mean, they don't care. They just like, they want him out, and they're now doing a coup in almost exactly in the same way that they've done with color revolutions in Eastern Europe. So they've practiced on many different countries, and I think that this also, of course, could turn completely insane in November, like bloody, like insurrection.
It could get violent, could get crazy, if Trump gets in, for sure.
Absolutely.
This hysteria is simply amazing, because all these people who are going to sit and complain about Trump, nothing has changed for them in the last 4 years. Nothing directly, negatively has impacted their life that has drastically changed how they live their life in the last 4 years, other than their own blind hysteria, their paranoia, and their rage. The left, they still dominate. They still control everything from media and education, entertainment, Silicon Valley. And they're still whining. Now talking about coups and violent overthrows. And, you know, we're getting closer and closer to communism.
But remember, it's peaceful protests. You know, just call it peaceful and it's all right.
We're taking them out by force for peace, right? And yes. I mean, this is always what communists say, too.
Right, right. Floki99 with the diamond says, no vaccine, no service, no food. That's right. Just saying with the diamond, no message. Soros bought with the diamond says, Belarus color revolution is a dry run for November. I think you could definitely be right here. They're just like, eh, it's time to get that guy out. Let's try and see what happens. Of course, demographically, it's different. There's different other aspects in the U.S. you won't be able to kind of harness, if you will,
in Belarus. They still have BLM people over there.
Yeah, in some countries they do, crazily, right? even Japan has BLM people. But yeah, I think you're right.
Biela white. I said white. Not BLM. Okay. Biela.
I'm talking about.
Japan has what, five BLM people?
I thought you were talking about like how they've weaponized groups like the BLM.
Yeah, there's a few, but they're a tiny minority. You know.
Just saying with the diamond, no message. Soros bought against with a diamond says, watch Darren Beatty on Tucker. Very important. I guess that you sent that just before we started playing it. So we're ahead of you. Thank you, Soros bought, though. That was a good tip. Just saying with the diamond, diamonds and a sub for Flashback Friday. Well, thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. Mr. Wright again sends 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 diamonds in a row. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Appreciate it. Durdurius with a diamond says, you two rock. Enjoy your weekend, Durdurius. Thank you so much. Same to you. Enjoy your weekend. Sourcebot with a diamond again says, Darren Beatty is the greatest mind in politics right now. Yeah, I mean, he has a really good text. I mean, check out those articles on Revolver right there. There's a whole series of the color revolutions and stuff. And it's some really good breakdowns that he does of the stuff there. Max Headroom with the diamond, color revolution will fail. 20 years of on OIFOEF. Oh boy, another one of those acronyms. I'll have to look that one up. All right, thank you. Max Headroom again with the diamond. Veterans will see to that. 20 years of, yeah, I mean, the situations are for sure different in America than they are in an Eastern European country. And that's what I mean, not the least that Americans are armed like crazy, most of them, which is good. Of course, we want that to be able to push back. But that's why they're trying to take the guns, right?
And in the military as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they've already already inquired. Like, if Trump doesn't, if he refused to leave the White House, Pentagon, will you step in and like militarily oust him? They asked them that, and they said we won't get involved in the election.
Trump would just stay. I mean, this is total hysteria and madness.
This is how dishonest they are, right? But they had asked him one time, the media had asked him, if there is election fraud or something, will you accept the results? I think something like that was the question.
He said, we'll have to see.
And then he said, we'll have to see.
And they spun that into, he doesn't want to leave the White House. When he loses, because we're going to rig the election when he loses, he's not going to want to go because he's going to want to call for a recount or something.
Which is not the same, because if you said, well, he might leave, but he might not accept it. He might look like, well, I thought that this was phony and the frauds around it. Yeah. But, you know, anyway, this is what they do. They spin it.
Hillary.
Max Headroom with a diamond says, veterans will see to that. Don't vote, be a free man with a diamond says, Eisen. That name's got to be Dutch or Slavic, right? You got it. I thought it was Amish. Magnus von Tulo with a diamond says, 88. Thank you, sir. Spectra Lucens with the diamond has a little link. I'll have to check that out. Thank you. In between here, Alan Harris with a diamond. If America fell, it would still aid Israel. Pelosi. Yeah, that's right. Even if we would go under, I think she said, or something like that, right? Let me see. Powering and research. ISD. Powering solutions to extremism and polarization is the link that I got there from Spectra Lucens. I'm sure this is some gay op operation here, right? This is how this is probably tied into the article I'm going to show from Hillary there with the PDF. This is something else. That's what's his name again? The Piccolini or something?
Oh my gosh. That right. Guy's such a fraud.
I'm sure this is some other.
I was a white supremacist once.
On behalf of ISD, our hearts go out
to
Beirut.
Pay me money
and
so
Lebanon.
I can come
anyway,
tell you about it.
I'll have to check that out later. Thank you. Thank you for the link, though. Okay, a couple of more here real quick. Obergroiper with a Ninja Guinea. Gotta go. Great show. You guys are the best. Well, thank you, sir. Good to see you here, and thank you for joining us. Obergroiper with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you so much, for your support. Ulov Sen with a diamond says, white need more female like Lana. many are sleeping.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. Many are sleeping,
they're
unfortunately.
They're out there.
It's up to the men to wake them up, right? I still think that's the way to do it. But I know what you're saying, Olaf. Thank you. And he sent 1, 2, 3 diamonds after that. Thank you so much. All right, so a quick look at this. We won't have time, unfortunately, to go into this in depth. But it's fascinating. It's very interesting. So here's Hillary the other day tweeting out a link to it. I think it's a PDF.
The hag is back.
She says, we can have democracy, or we can have social networks that allow the spread of weaponized disinformation about our elections. But we can't have both.
Oh, God.
Facebook, Twitter, and Google can and must act before the damage is done.
Yes, we can't have both, you hag. So in other words, they, these lefty globalists, can't have any opposition to what they want to push, because when they do, they lose, right? So they need to rig the playing field so that they can try and win. It's funny how whatever they push is never weaponized disinfo, when it's so easy to prove that it is. Instead, they are quick to ban what they call disinfo, but of course they never prove it.
So check out this accountabletech.org is the website, and they have this one campaign called the Election Integrity Roadmap. And again, think about the Transition Integrity Project. It's all about that's the buzzword now. What is it? Integrity.
We're just totally say that it's integrity.
Oh, of course they're new. They're politically neutral. Don't worry about this, right? But in this article, you can go through the whole thing. Let me see if I can open this up. Is this the PDF here? I'll read the full report, right? So here's the PDF. I can even put it in the chat right there for you guys in case you want to check it out. But again, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but basically they're talking about the roadmap for them on how to ban everything that they disagree with before the election, right? They even have a
total
timeline.
Censorship.
They have the key proposal. What do we do? All this. And again, just things that they don't agree with, they call disinformation. And then they go on to say that, well, this could lead to violence. You see, it will lead to violence, so therefore we have to ban it, right?
But whatever they do, never leads to violence. Even when people are dying in the streets, we have evidence of that. They still deny it. They'll always deny it. Even when they're rounding you up and like shooting you and putting you in camps, they'll just, we're just peacefully protesting.
One I saw earlier that was, maybe it's still on the website, it was a whole... the timeline and stuff. It's actually not in that PDF now. Surprising. Campaigns. Let me just see here real quick.
They don't want to show their roadmap, huh?
I don't know if they've changed it. That's not it there too then. Is this the same? Yeah, I think this is the same. Anyway, all right, I'll find this. So this is the PDF, but what I looked at just the other day here on the website, I thought it was the link to the PDF. Anyway, they have it here, but it's in text. They had a little more graphically interesting looking on the website, I guess, but the same thing stands. Here it is right at the end here. The roadmap to the proposed timeline, right? And they basically talk about all these different stages, like we have to shut this down, we have to stop this, we have to do that, and blah, blah, blah. And when you actually get up to November here, or look at October here. October 20th, they propose here, limit algorithm amplification, including by temporarily turning off algorithm curation in the default settings, turning off YouTube's autoplay and Up Next engine, and halting Facebook group recommendations and Twitter trending topics.
They already do that stuff.
They do, but it's never good enough,
because
right?
They're losing. Because, people on our side of the spectrum are always more popular on social media, and they know that, and it just bothers them so much.
November 3rd, implement violent... And this is interesting, right? Because they'll call... anything that they will say, well, this could lead to discord or turmoil or violence, or ultimately then violence, if you follow through on that trajectory, that's the legitimization you need to ban something, to stop it, right? So they're saying, November 3rd, implement violence prevention pre-clearance for election-related posts from the highest reach accounts for proactive detection and rapid human review, preempting content that would violate incitement of violence and civic integrity policies before they can do harm. So basically, if you have a post that's from a popular account or they tweet out certain things or Facebook something, they need someone who can stop it. First of all, you can't post it. Then you have to have someone that manually goes in and verifies whether you're allowed to post it or not. But you see, this is not election meddling. This is not stopping
the elections. Of course, this is integrity. This is integrity in the election. All of this crap here could be summarized by all they're saying is shut down any opposition to our agenda, period.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's
it. All this word and all these diagrams and colors and crap. No, shut down all opposition. That's all they're saying.
It's crazy. It is crazy, right? But they're pushing this. They're doing this. Also, it's not just the election, it's not just leading up to the election. The fact is, if they manage to push this through and get people to accept this, it will never go away.
No.
And basically, at least at least all the big social media platforms, but I think the internet overall is basically never going to be the same again if they push through this shit. So
it'll be once all these people are off of social media, then it's going to be like, oh, these alt platforms over here, probably in another 5 years. Yeah. 5 years is going to be a big problem for them.
Oh,
three years, maybe.
Next year. again, they'll do the same gay op kind of stuff where they just say, oh, here, look, here's a video that promotes violence. So shut down the whole website. Remember in the UK, they're already running that program right now where they're going to need, if it's a video sharing platform, they need to submit things to the government.
Yeah, well, as we showed, was it in Weekend Warrior? Awful, awful story of a guy who raped an infant child and filmed it and shared it on Facebook. The guy still has a effing Facebook account.
Yep, that's right. No problem.
It's outrageous.
Everyone else
gets banned. It says it all right there. What more do you need to know? Literally okay with a baby rapist.
Oh, holy smokes. All right. So
fuck them.
Yep. That's right. Okay. We might end on this thing here. The deliveries that Trump made here. I thought there were some cringe things and some good things he mentioned. But first, we'll
do... Tickling it. 1619 stuff?
Yeah. Max Headroom with the diamond. Here be shekels. Thank you for the shekels. Brad Gremba with the Ninja Guinea. Thank you so much, sir. Good to see you here over on DLive 2. He says, we all miss him, but Mr. Nosberg will escape Mossad custody as he always does.
Oh, yeah,
don't worry,
gone.
Guys. Is he
gone? There was something empty there.
Oh, that's too bad. He was a great mod. Hope everything
for
is
now.
Good.
Maybe just
yeah,
for
if
now.
You, I mean, he might not just be there. We'll see what happens. But if you're watching Mr. Nosberg, thank you so much for your work so far. And if you can't continue, no problem. We thank you so much for your service, sir. Whatever the reasons are. Max Headroom with the diamond. No message. Again, a diamond from Max Headroom. Thank you. Cornered Space Alien with the diamond says, admit it, everyone is jealous of my new username. I think they are. And again, from Cornered Space Alien, don't get to Red Ice and stuff like that. Thank you so much. Finkelstein with a Ninja Guinea says, this is our glasnost moment from 1917 to 2020. They have been trying. Their agenda is always the same. Their playbook is the same. Their methods is the same, and it's easy to recognize. Thank you. Corner Space Alien, again with the diamond, says, drop pedo Netflix, join redicemembers.com.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. A Big Black Man with AIDS, one diamond. Thank you. Says, execute child molesters. I guess, look at the legal system of Nigeria.
Yeah, something we can learn from Nigerians right there.
Some based activities right there. 41BMC with the, and good to see you, a big black man with AIDS. So it's good to see you. 41BMC with a diamond. Actually, two in a row. No message though. Fro 555 with a Ninja Guinea. You're the finest people alive. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Or ma'am. And again, another Ninja Guinea from Fro 555. Thank you so much for that. All right. So
one more. Glenn the China Man. Hey, yeah. Glenn.
Good to see you, Glenn.
Down under. Yeah. What's going on? Are you masked up or what's going on? So, have you seen the video, Hadrian did nothing wrong? I haven't, but I will look on BitChute. I just found that. I just did a little search, and we'll watch that later. It's funny.
Which one was it? Sorry.
Hadrian did nothing wrong. Looks like it's an animated
one. Oh, okay. I've not seen that. Yeah, we'll definitely check it out.
He always knows all the cool little things floating around, huh?
Awesome. Thank you. Good to see you here. And was there any other on Entropy? Was that
it? That's it.
All right. Okay. So, we'll do this. I think this is one of the last things we'll do. So Trump made a couple of remarks at the Conference on American History, right? This was at the National Archive Museum in Washington, D.C. And as soon as Trump had made the talk, and again, listen to some parts of it here. It goes on about MLK and all this kind of stuff. It was Hitler Youth was trending on Twitter afterwards because he wanted to set up some kind of like patriotic way for young Americans to, you know, be more patriotic instead of hating their
country
and stuff
like that.
Yeah,
I don't want you to hate yourself and your country, okay? Oh, you Nazi, you're Hitler Youth. Yeah, because you're supposed to hate your people and hate your country and want to ruin it, otherwise you're a Nazi. And
yeah.
He says it all.
Listen, I'm going to speed it up a little bit here because it was a bit slow. Let's check this out here.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mike. Great Vice President. I'm truly honored to be here at the very first White House Conference on American History, so important. Our mission is to defend the legacy of America's founding, the virtue of America's heroes, and the nobility of the American character. We must clear away the twisted web of lies in our schools and classrooms and teach our children the magnificent truth about our country. We want our sons and daughters to know that they are the citizens of the most exceptional nation in the history of the world.
Who built it?
an ideology with it.
To grow up in America,
he's a paper built
land where anything is possible.
Yeah, I mean, anyone can rise. So some is this is it's kind of boomer tier. It's not that it's wrong, sure. But it's the fact that it's not Americans. It's America that's the great thing. So I was like, well, who were those Americans, right? But that you can't have that discussion. So. But I'll take the wins we can have. He attacks in the speech here critical race theory. Mm-hmm. He goes after the fact that, you know, you're supposed to hate yourself.
Yeah. We all know it's code for anti-white. You don't have to say white there, right. Because we all know who it's targeting.
But that's what he's talking about. And of course, he goes after the fraudulent 1619 project, which is about getting Americans to hate themselves, especially if they're white, of course. Mm-hmm. But so we take what we can. But even then, he goes on about Antifa and communism, like far left extremists and stuff. But then he goes on to cite that one of the greatest role models is communist MLK.
Oh.
You know, it's like, you think someone could just tell this guy, I know it's
Alex
easy.
Jones still talks about MLK I know. Like he's some kind of hero.
This
the
is
guy
a,
was
the
beating
greatest.
Up two prostitutes the night he got assassinated, or the night before he got assassinated.
It was communist was using him politically to get their way. Yeah. And I
also plagiarized all his stuff.
Let's play a little bit here.
And where any dream can come true.
Oh, and I forgot to say, so despite all that, that's what I'm saying.
Hillary.
Despite all that, he's, my God, fascist Hitler youth.
That's right.
The immortal principles of our nation's founders inscribed nearly 2.5 centuries ago. That's why we've come to the National Archives, the sacred home of our national memory. In this great chamber, we preserve our glorious inheritance, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, Bill of Rights. On this very day in 1787, our founding fathers signed the Constitution at Independence Hall in Philadelphia. It was the fulfillment of 1,000 years of Western civilization. Our Constitution was the product of centuries of...
Who did that? Who's behind that?
...of tradition, wisdom, and experience. No political document has done more to advance the human condition or propel the engine of progress. Yet as we gather this afternoon, a radical movement is attempting to demolish this treasured and precious inheritance. We can't let that happen. Left-wing mobs have torn down statues of our founders, desecrated our memorials, and carried out a campaign of violence and anarchy. Far-left demonstrators have chanted the words, "America was never great." The left has launched a vicious and violent assault on law enforcement, the universal symbol of the rule of law in America. These radicals have been aided and abetted by liberal politicians, establishment media, and even large corporations. Whether it is the mob on the street or the cancel culture in the boardroom, the goal is the same: to silence dissent, to scare you out of speaking the truth, and to bully Americans into abandoning their values, their heritage, and their very way of life.
I mean, that's true. That's happening, although he doesn't go deeper into maybe the mechanisms behind it. But again, we take what we can get. I think it's good. A little bit more here.
We are here today to declare that we will never submit to tyranny. We will reclaim our history and our country for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed.
So, do you hear that Hitler youth talk right there, the Nazi talk right there?
The flags want to burn down the principles enshrined in our founding documents, including the bedrock principle of equal justice under
Nazi.
Law.
Nazi ideas.
To radically transform America.
These people Nazi. Truly have Trump derangement syndrome. It doesn't matter what is. It's all they hear is just like, oh my God, he's a fascist, racist, Nazi, white supremacist.
It's so far gone that he has to be up there and I hate myself for being white.
Yeah.
I hate this country. I hate Europeans. Burn it all down.
Kill everybody.
Kill everyone and kill me. You know,
I don't trust Trump that he said this. It's for some political motive.
First cause Americans to lose confidence in who we are, where we came from, and what we believe. As I said at Mount Rushmore, which they would love to rip down and rip it down fast. That's never going to happen. 2 months ago, the left wing cultural revolution is designed to overthrow the American Revolution. As many of you testified today, the left wing rioting and mayhem are the direct result of decades of left wing indoctrination in our schools. It's gone on far too long. Our children are instructed from propaganda tracts like those of Howard Zinn that try to make students ashamed of their own history.
I mean, that's great that he calls some of that shit out. I mean, he could talk about what's the guns, oils, and ammo, or what was it called again? That guy. I mean, there's other authors like that, but it's great that some of these people are being called out. I mean, and this is why they hate him ultimately, because the small little nuggets that he throws out there, it's just like, oh my God, this is incredible.
No, and he called it child abuse, right? I think he called it child abuse because, white children are being taught that they're inherently guilty and racist, and this is creating mental and emotional problems in these children. Yeah. And eventually it will lead to physical abuse by others because they're told that white people are evil and are the problem. Exactly.
It's all right, you know. Okay, a little bit more here. Then we'll...
The left has warped, distorted, and defiled the American story with deceptions, falsehoods, and lies.
And of course, it's not always only the left. I mean, it's not to say we back up GOP here or anything like that. It's not. They've been equally participatory in that process. And look at it. I mean, it's like even Obama voted against gay marriage back in, I forget what year that was. And then, you know, now under Trump, it's like the greatest thing. And now they're the ones who are like, you know, pushing all that stuff. And so if the left today, one could ask and, you know, potentially have that question answered, that if the left and the far left progressives, liberals today are pushing to get us to accept pedophilia, and today the GOP or Trump at that side is like, no. Will they, in 10 years from now, will they be the ones push it? Because so far, everything that they've, the left has pushed, the GOP have been there 10, 15 years later and pushed the same thing kind of thing. So again, it's not to say that they're outside of criticism here or anything like that. But again, I think that due to the fact that Trump goes off the rails occasionally by talking about shit like this, that's why they want him gone, right?
No better example than the New York Times totally discredited 1619 project.
Yeah.
This project rewrites American history to teach our children that we were founded on the principle of oppression, not freedom. Nothing could be further from the truth. America's founding set in motion the unstoppable chain of events that abolished slavery, secured civil rights, defeated communism and fascism, and built the most fair, equal, and prosperous nation in human history.
Well, look at it now. You can't even have a different opinion without being canceled, right? So anyway, we'll stop there. He goes into a couple of other good things, but I like that he called out the 1619 project because that's just like, I mean, it's just completely wrong historically. And like mainstream historians are confirming that this is bullshit, this narrative. But the New York Times have it. They're pushing this as their main one thing right now, propaganda. Yeah. And it's teaching white kids to hate themselves for being white. And this is despicable, and it should be called out. So we thank Trump for doing that, although he doesn't go, you know, all the way or whatever, or see the full spectrum.
He's opened the door to have those discussions on a mainstream level, and that's very good.
We take what we can, what we get in that sense. All right, I'm going to do a couple of these DLives. I guess we can do... I need to cover the directed energy weapons. We're not going to do it today. We have to do it in the Weekend Warrior show because we're a bit late here. But it was very interesting. The Defense Secretary Esper also kind of went outside of the norm and just started talking about directed energy weapons. That's a huge issue now. I mean, they framed it that it was China and Russia doing all this stuff. But basically, just 10 years ago, this was a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, 9/11 conspiracy theories.
Yeah, that those
energy
things
weapons took down the towers. Yeah.
And we always know. It's like if they're releasing something today, they have things 30 times more advanced than that. So we'll talk about that. We'll cover that in Weekend Warrior. Also, we've seen a violent uptick in, surprisingly, a violent uptick in Minneapolis. Uptick of violence in Minneapolis, and the people on the city council are shocked and not only outraged, they're terrified
and
shocked
about
this.
Best thing that can happen.
We'll talk about that in a little bit more details. Should we end on this one?
This is pretty funny.
You had that one, so introduce this to us.
This woman is mad at CVS, and she's filming and going off on the CVS manager because he called the cops on these blacks that were shoplifting. And then it turns out, like, the cops just basically let the guys go anyway.
All right, here we go.
May I ask, so I live in the neighborhood, and I have come to the CVS very often. May I ask why you called the police on those two men?
CVS policy dictates that if they're shoplifters, the exit store with merchandise unpaid for, we should get the police involved. And if the police apprehend them, mm-hmm. we issue a barring order.
Okay.
So I actually did not elect to press charges. I said, hey, look, I just want them to know they can't come in here anymore because they shoplifted, and I just need them to sign that, and I need my merch to collect that. And the officers obliged, and the guy said the same thing. Thank you. And they left.
It's not your merchandise. It's the store. So you know what happens when the Pac-Man.
Holy shit.
And you decided to call the police on two black people that stole, that allegedly took something from the store because you're willing to uphold the policy and they could have lost their lives.
Lost their lives. So let them steal.
I don't work for you and I don't need. I follow my company's policies, not your policies, where I can appreciate your concern.
So you're willing to risk someone's life for what, $30,000 a year?
There,
that's.
There was no risk, in my opinion. Thank you.
So many flaws here.
Thank what you. Is your name?
My name is store manager.
No, what is his name?
No one's going to tell you my name when you're sitting here videotaping us so that you can try and elicit some sort of violence against
me. Yeah, see, he knows.
Elicit violence against you? You just elicited violence against two black men by calling the police on them.
We got to walk away when one had a warrant and could have been arrested and the cops still let him go.
Just listen to yourself. You work with black folks. You just remember that.
And what is she? She's like part black or something, mulatto
Holy
or something.
Smokes.
Look at that. And the cops let him go. So basically, the moral of the story is if blacks are shoplifting, you just let them steal and just they get a pass, okay?
So
because they can lose their lives if they get it.
Let's follow through on the logic. So you commit crime. That's when you most likely will have an interaction with police officers. And then if you do like fight them or you resist arrest or you try to get in their faces, you're more likely to get shot. Reminder, we played it a couple of times, but check this one out here. Here's an accurate breakdown of the situation.
I can't believe you gotta explain this shit to these brain dead ass Negroes. You know what, your Black Lives Matter? Yeah. And you know why? Because I fucking say that it matters. See, I don't need to go out in the street with a sign screaming this shit like a fucking idiot and throwing a temper tantrum like a damn
and you decided
child.
To call the-
also, I'm not even remotely worried about being killed by the police. You know why?
Come
here. Let me tell you. Because I'm not a fucking criminal and I don't go around committing fucking crimes. Also, if I do interact with the police, guess what else I don't do? I don't fight the cops and I don't resist arrest like a fucking moron. I don't know why they always killing us. Really? See, nobody cares about your fucking skin color. Nobody gives a damn about your brown skin. See, it's your fucked up shitty behavior is why people don't like you. That's why I don't like you, you dumb, stupid ass motherfuckers.
All right. So anyway, but the basic assessment
we should get that guy on.
Of that there's no relation between doing crimes and them having a bad run-in with the cops or something. You know,
you can't argue with stupid. I guess they're too stupid to figure that out. Or they're just playing dumb so they can hustle all these white people and get away with shoplifting.
Okay,
and doing bad stuff.
That's right. Let me do a couple of these. Doshirka Killa? I guess it is Doshirka Killa. I think it is. Sorry if I butchered your name there. With a diamond says, I remember you guys on YouTube. Found you again. Well, there you go.
Okay.
Bookmark.
We're not that far. Just another website.
RedEyes.tv, and you find all our links there to all the BitChute stuff. And but thank you. Good to see you again. Danoval, I think it is. Danovale, maybe. With a diamond says, CO Town, probably Colorado, I would assume. Colorado Town Management. MNGT, Colorado Town Management. Did something happen there? So I'll have to look into it. Thank you for the tip, if that's what it is. Magnus von Thule with a diamond sends a link. We'll see if we can, maybe I can play that out later. It was funny, it was some old Norwegian European song contest, I think, song or something. Glasnost, John Tygen. We'll check it out. Thank you. See if I can play that. I appreciate it, Magnus. Let me see. What else? I think that's it. I think that is it, ladies and gentlemen. Let me do this. Let me check. Was there any other entropy?
Yeah, there was an entropy, Lizzie. Cuck-free zone. Have you seen any of Mimir's Bruner's channel? I'm liking it a lot. Yes, we have.
Yes, we've had him on, too, the show. He's great.
Absolutely.
Great guy.
Vincent Garland, narrative is correct perception, and I love your honest clarity.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Vincent.
Thank you, Vincent. Let me add a couple of, what do we have here in the chest? We have about 1,000. Let me add another 1,000 here, ladies and gentlemen, lemons, and we're going to open up the chest. And of course, then we have, so as I said earlier, so heads up here, here's the chest, ladies and gentlemen. As I said earlier, if you didn't tune in until a bit later, next week will be a little bit different. Well, hopefully we can make some shorter videos, though. But we do have some stuff we got to take care of, so there's no no-go zone. But we should be back for Flashback Friday. But a couple of things we got to tend to, and but we'll keep you guys updated. But
trying
we hope
to
we
rearrange
can,
a few things. Yeah, and we'll get back in the groove.
Hopefully, we can do a couple of shorter videos at least, and I'll definitely get something up on redicemembers.com though to make up for that. All right, I think that's
Vincent Garland, just another one. Sure. Last message should read: narrative is perception. Okay, that makes more sense. All the immigrants in our countries are the first to conform to the agenda. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
It's true. And that's why I remember the vaccine thing,
mm.
where the white people that were the most hesitant to take vaccines. Mm. And so
because they questioned.
Get rid of them. Yeah. Remember that clip kind of thing?
That's right.
But yeah, so up next here, ladies and gentlemen, is Weekend Warrior. If you do go over to redicemembers.com, our members website, you get access not only to this exclusive show that we do for members, but also to all everything we've done back to our start in 2006. You have thousands and thousands of shows in the archive, a lot of interviews, but of course, since then, we've done a lot of other standalone videos, shorter videos. We've done shows. We have the No-Go Zone there. We have other segments from other contributors in the archives, all kinds of stuff. But we do also do, of course, unique videos or exclusive videos just for members as well. So check out that. That's a great way to support us. Make sure that we can continue. So redicemembers.com, that's the place where it's at if you want more Red Ice. Okay, let me take these real quick. Just top five here on DLive, the luckiest followers. Number one, Star Pilot. Thank you, Star Pilot. Dixon Uranus. Number two, Roby 164. Number three, Beavis and Butthurt. Number four, and Goyim Defender. Number five. Congrats to you guys, and thank you again for your support. But yeah, otherwise, Lana, I think that's
about it for now.
Yeah.
You guys have a good Friday night, huh?
Have a great Friday night. Yeah, it's always good to see you guys. And again, thank you for joining us live or later on, of course, in the archives, BitChute, Library, RedIce.tv, RedIceMembers.com, wherever you're watching the show. But yeah, boys and girls, have a great weekend. We'll see you Sunday then for Weekend Warrior. Until then, take care.
See ya.
Bye. Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.